Are you there?
Yeah. Hey. What up? Wake your goat mouth ass up. We're back.
Shiz, yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Let me turn our background up a little.
Yeah, yeah.
There it is.
Oh, 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 oh. What up, y'all? Welcome to another episode of Ashtrays and Action Figures.
Brand new.
Brought to you in part by me and Paul. And,
and service, Vital.
Yes, and Vital. And service only through W Fuck Off Radio. Motherfuckers and motherfuckers. I got this,
This
muffled.
Wait.
Wow.
Heard that?
Take it.
Nice, you heard it.
I told you not to call my mom a bitch, Garvin.
Nice.
Fuck yeah.
We got new shit.
Yes.
That's how we do it.
That's right.
That's how, if we want to get live, we could get live.
We could get it live. A lot of shit happened since last we were once upon a time in here.
I got other stuff.
A lot of things have transpired.
You like that?
Yes, you gotta kill your background stuff.
You want all of it?
Yeah.
It's been a while. I like it.
Yes,
I like it. Oh, you want the end?
Fucking nice.
There.
Can't give a setup like that and not deliver.
I'm excited.
So how's it going down in here now? They got it all futuristic in here since last we've been in here.
Oh, they got these buttons?
Do people still call us? Can they still call us?
No, they have to instant message us through a new site call.
So they're not going to be able to hear them no more?
No, you got it. No. It's all I am now.
Aw, dude, that fucking blows major dunk.
We actually impersonate each question.
All right, well, I guess...
You would ask the question or whatever, how you would think the person would sound.
So uh-huh.
If this guy called in, then you seen the name, I don't know, Killer187.
Then I could do it how I think Killer187 would do it?
Right.
What up, bitch?
There it is.
Just want to say what's up to Monoxide and Blaze. And, my question basically is about the gathering this year.
Oh, I'd already hung up.
I wanted to know, how you guys feel about people gathering in general, and if you were to gather, would you want to gather with people that were like you?
Blaze
people
is
that
in the house.
Not like you.
What's up, Blaze?
What up?
Was that Juggalo still talking?
Huh?
What's up, man?
What's up, man?
Seven.
Seaman.
What up, Blaze?
What's up, man?
Yeah.
What's up, man?
Whatever, motherfucker.
You think our background music should be louder?
No,
I think it sounds all right.
We got the real live shit. Front to back.
There, yeah. That's probably better.
See, you like it
right there.
It's
like
kind of, yeah, that's a little mixed, but I sound a little muffly, though.
No, like now I can hear you perfectly.
We're in the club.
There we go. Yeah.
You guys like it?
Hey, honey, let me get two more of these.
Yep.
With no ice.
Excuse me, sir.
Pardon me, dude.
All right.
Hey, what's up, girl?
And outside.
What?
Hey, man, you're shaking it.
No smoking in here.
You can't smoke in here.
That.
No smoking in here.
Not a dude over there by the bar smoking.
No, he's alive.
I seen a couple people
smoking. Two of these with no ice in them.
I can see the nuts in your mouth.
Oh. Wake your goat mouth ass up.
Oh, Lord. No, I'm just playing. They can still call us.
All right, cool. Well, I wanted to know because there's some shit that's going down. A lot of shit has transpired.
I don't think you
can
see
we were on this motherfucker.
Who's calling you, though?
No. You can't see him. We have to dress up and look like the person that you would think they would look like. You know what I mean?
That's what it's supposed to be like.
Yeah, I was wrong.
So that's what that little tub of tickle trunk costumes are?
Yes.
Awesome. All right, well, how do you want to do this? You want to take calls?
I want to mourn.
First, you want to mourn
a very important person.
All right.
Who's been in everybody's lives for a long time, brought us mad entertainment. I mean, it was unbelievable. Let's have a moment of silence for Ed McMahon. All right, nice.
Who's Ed McMahon?
He ain't never gave me no check. I ain't never won NAMM Publishers Clearinghouse Sweepstake. Motherfucker showing up at doors with 6-foot checks. Ain't none of them got my name, your name, his name.
Well, he's showing up at the big door in the sky.
All right, well, I hope they let him in because he's a good, top shelf kind of guy.
He's the guy that used to sell the oatmeal.
He's the guy that was with Johnny.
Really?
Yeah. Bannon.
I thought Wilford Brimley sold the oatmeal.
No. Wilford they Brimley. Named the McMuffin after this guy.
That's not.
That, he's like, diabetes. I think he owned McDonald's.
Diabetes.
Wilford Brimley is still alive with diabetes.
Ed McMahon, that's Ed right. McDonald's, Ed McMuffin. You
I
see
have
it?
You know that's
do
the
Michael
real
McDonald
world.
Died too?
No, not yet.
Oh.
But, I mean, his career was dead for years.
Oh, of course. Well, Mike, big props to you, Ed McMahon.
Another person that passed away that's
oh,
been
no.
entertaining us for years.
Yeah.
For years. We've all had a little Woody over this entertainer.
Like to get me a piece of that.
Yes, Michael Jackson.
Oh, jeez, not that one. Thought you were going to say Farrah Fawcett.
No.
Yeah. No?
No.
No, I don't want no piece of Mike J.
Oh, you got a Woody well, over Mike J?
Yeah, no. He's dead too.
Ah, damn, are you serious?
I can't believe you you admitted stiffness.
From Farrah right. Fawcett. Farrah, you back in the 76s. She was quite the smoker.
Yeah, when it looked like real beaver.
Yeah, back when they didn't shave it as much, and it was more wild and no natural.
Untamed.
Just walk through the mall.
Yeah, you see plenty of beeve.
Nice beaver.
Get mad Wally looking at beeve if you smell where that's going. All right.
All right, and Michael Jackson died.
Wow. Whatever.
Yes, he did.
Yeah. Are you upset about that?
This is Thriller.
I'm thinking about going back, putting on the socks.
I mean, come on, y'all. Let's pull it together.
Right?
I mean, for real. Come on.
For my glove.
Hey, I know one thing. My kids are a little safer today.
You know, I'm maybe.
My kids are a little bit safer today.
I'm still going to play the songs, and I'm still going to pretend that he was always singing to a woman and not a child.
I will play pre-pedophile Michael Jackson. Yeah, like, don't stop till you get enough.
Right, right.
Yeah. We're going to ride the boogie.
Right.
You know, but I don't know. I'm not going to play.
With him.
Yeah, I want to rock with you. When he was talking about chicks. When he had a nose.
That was when, yeah.
Now that motherfucker comes out looking like Captain Crunch dressed up in his crazy suits.
Wow, that's so crazy.
This crazy.
What he did like.
Those are cool designer clothes.
I think it started going downhill when he did Black and White and he had that Macaulay Culkin in the video.
The only place he is styling
what's going on
with those clothes is on a fucking pirate ship.
Now you do know.
They're like, yarr, Michael B. styling.
Yarr, Michael got shit going on. Listen.
Everywhere else, that motherfucker looks like Captain Crunch.
Just before he passed away, I heard stories that they were going to reconstruct his nose, and he was out of cartilage, so they were going to take away bits of his ear.
Yeah.
To reconstruct his nose.
Well, you see how much that worked.
Wow.
They were working on the wrong bits and pieces, it sounds like.
Wow. What
happened?
50 years old, heart attack, done.
Yep.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
50.
Yeah.
50. That's how old people used to live to, like back in the fucking 30s.
You know, Randy
yours for shit.
Wow. Randy's still dancing on that show, isn't he?
Yeah, and look how my man lived his life though. All kids sucking dick aside.
Yeah.
He didn't smoke. He drank a little wine. He was a recluse. He never had no fun.
Only the good die
young, right?
He's That's what I say.
Like a pair of fucking gym socks. You know what I mean? Like you're living like a pair of socks.
Wow.
That was life. You know, like, fuck you.
Right.
I'm getting high in a bitch, and I'm smoking cigarettes until they come and get me.
I'm sleeping in the bed with all these damn kids.
No, I don't want the kids.
I'm just saying that's what Mike said.
I don't want to have them. I don't want to touch them. I don't want to be around them.
I'm finna pop off this bottle of this Moet and have sex with these kids. That's what fucking came out of his room. So when I start referring to him as the good dying young, I'll check myself.
That's fucking, I don't know. That's just that's where I'm at.
Hey,
Farrah Fawcett? Yeah. That's
now, I wonder now that he's dead, all the parents that were suing him, I wonder if payment stops. Because, you know, they got him all in a mil and a half retainer a year to keep hush-hush.
Oh, yeah.
I wonder if all that millie stops.
No.
Now all the real dirt comes out.
Indeed, Fred.
He had my entire childlike penis in his mouth, sir and ma'am.
That's you know who that's talking? That's Gary Coleman talking.
Right, right.
There's no more gag order now, he's dead.
That's fucking Webster. He's
right,
like 35.
Man, Webster said he took him to the fucking beans, dude.
Take me to the beans, Manny. Take me to the beans.
Oh, Jesus
so disgusting.
That is fucking piggish.
Yeah, it is piggish. I mean, but nevertheless, rest in peace, Mike.
So what does it matter? Does it matter? Is everybody going to mourn him for the person that he was?
For the entertainment that he's provided over the years, not the shitbag he was. Exactly. Let's remember him like that.
I can't.
You can't.
I can't. I have to see the little kid dick sucker every time I see him. You know what I mean? That's just me.
Well, that's when you look at creepy fucking, you know, witch face Michael.
I forgot about Beat It. I forgot about Billie Jean when he was blowing little motherfuckers on his roller coaster.
Oh, jeez.
Slipping them Xannies.
And the time is right. Said, you know when you're right who the
last is. Don't worry, little kid. It's just the llama.
Just leave me alone.
Yeah. Like, what the fuck?
All right. Well, yeah. Happy trails to you, Mike.
Peace.
Many, many glittery gloves for you, friend.
Let me ask you this. Is he going to heaven or is he going to hell?
Well.
Hell. I heard that.
Yeah, probably.
Sounds
hell.
A lot like hell. You're right.
Yeah. You're right. Yeah, probably.
I mean, come on.
Come on, you know. Sucked kid's dick.
Yeah.
All right, look.
Yeah,
right
yeah,
now. And who knows what else?
Right now. Let's think of somebody. Give me a name. Give me a friend. Give me anybody right now. Give me a name.
John Wayne Gacy.
John Wayne Gacy is sitting here. He's been our friend for 10 years. We just found out he sucks kid
dick. I fucking hate him.
Exactly.
I hate him.
So just because Michael Jackson pumped you off with a couple good songs, you're going to forget he's a fucking kid bopper?
Your butt is mine. Jeez, when you start, the first lyric of your song starts with "your butt is mine."
Over with.
It's over with. Your show clothes are too tight. Your left hook is too right. God damn it. It's over with.
Over.
Yeah, but ain't that crazy? They say shit like that happens in threes.
I say by tonight at midnight.
All right.
Time Life Classics starts releasing the exclusive inaugural edition of Michael Jackson.
Definitive
collection, platinum 12-disc set. Covering the life expectancy and span of one Michael William Jackson.
Fuck yeah, with a 30-minute infomercial explaining
the freshness and the erosion of person and character within.
Like he never sucked kid dick.
Yeah, that's a tough one. That's a tough pill to swallow right there.
You know
what
I mean? At least R. Kelly was pissing the shit out of bitch. She was 15, 14.
So you were like, she was almost,
I'm borderline. All right.
You got a little more wits about you. You're 15. You should know another grown man shouldn't be peeing on you.
Right. That's on you.
Whether
man.
You're guy or girl or into it or not, you know it's wrong.
Being R. Kelly or motherfucking Kelly Tripucka.
Right. Yes. Kelly
you
Tripucka.
Don't let a motherfucker shit or piss on you.
It's right? True.
That's how I've raised my kids. You know what I mean?
Me too.
Hey, son or daughter.
We don't let nobody shit or pee on us.
Exactly.
We don't do that.
No. Right?
That's no. Boo and pee are wrong.
Right? It's just weird standards.
And you flush them.
That the world holds of people. The shit that they remember. The shit that, you know what I mean? What is considered bad enough?
I remember when R. Kelly said that the only person in the world that feels like him is Osama bin Laden. That is an awesome, awesome, dumb idiot thing.
Wow.
Hey. And that's why people do dumb shit. First you pee on a girl, then you say something crazy like that. The guy that killed like 300,000 people or whatever compared to the guy who pees and shits on minors.
Right. I was at even in the ballpark.
Oh, they level off somewhere in Kelly's eyes.
Kelly's eyes?
Kelly finna bring it to him. Chocolate factory style.
Bin Laden. He believes he can fly.
He does.
All right.
And touch the sky.
But, you know, it's shit like that. But he still works. Chris Brown, he beat up Rihanna. He's going to get a little probation. Will he still be?
She still whip him.
That shit, nope. The judge said you both got to stay away from each other. If Chris Brown goes by her, he gets thrown immediately in
prison.
Hey,
wait a minute. There's lyrics in our back beat.
That's different. We're changing the game.
All right, fair enough. I just wanted to make sure I wasn't too high because I heard motherfuckers.
Yeah, how crazy is that? That's how you know that we don't know the whole story because the judge told that bitch, you also don't go by him. You can't contact him. You can't do anything. You both have to stay away from each other or you'll be, going against my order.
Basketball game.
Yeah.
I remember watching basketball.
No, I don't know.
In between there and they were like, you can see right here that Rihanna is sitting over here on the Lakers side or some shit. And here's Chris Brown over here.
Stay out of goddamn
side.
Business.
Yeah. So they were like right across from each other.
Well, they just went to court.
Same seats.
court was like a couple days ago. Like, oh, they were together. Yeah. They got back Orlando. Together for a minute. They were doing sea dues and out on the beach.
I mean, I just, they cut to it, and that's why I said she, I thought they were still, you know.
And you know
she
what was else
like,
I don't
I'm
understand.
Not testifying. And then they were like, oh, bitch, you're testifying.
You and know what else I don't understand?
Here's where we are.
Right. I don't understand how
is
come
he going to jail?
No.
But it, I don't think
no.
so either. Right.
He got five years of probation, 100 and some hours of fucking hard labor,
she's
community
gonna come in there
service.
And testify.
Yeah, hard labor.
For real, that's what they said.
And she's going to say, I plead the fifth.
No, she already, it's already done.
Yeah.
They've already went to court. Yeah. It's been closed. The case is closed.
What I don't understand is
we
how
don't know what they said though. I don't know what he said. I don't know what he said, but I know that motherfucker didn't get no jail time. He beat that bitch's ass.
He beat her ass. He let her know. He took her down to the, beat her ass, choked her out in the car, threw her car keys out.
Wait,
well, listen, what I'm saying, the only thing.
She was looking fucked up.
God damn it, I want to ask a question. What is up with this fucking John and K plus 8 shit? And why is everybody covering it like I'm supposed to care?
Because there's kids involved. That's why you know about it now.
Right?
That's why everybody who don't watch a show, they know about it because there's kids involved.
Right.
And it's a fucking stupid-ass reality show with this fucking douchebag and this chick, and they hate each other, and they got 8 kids together, and now they're getting a divorce because she's banging everything in the Northern Hemisphere, and he looks like a shell of a man. He doesn't even look like a real dude.
I just don't understand how like being on TV to that severity can warrant that much coverage.
I swear to God, they could put a fucking reality camera in this radio room with us right now, and this could be our show on every week.
Yes,
right here, and there would be somebody that would watch this shit.
They want to do it, but I said no.
Right.
Because sometimes we don't wear pants.
Right. We, you know, we want to wear
really
what
we
wear.
And I don't all that out on the internet.
But that, I'm saying,
right.
But with that being said,
there's a cartoon of squares.
Yes, I know.
What is it called?
I don't know.
It's called, like, Squareville or something ridiculous. And it's the biggest
squareheads
kicking the balls. Like, God damn, you don't even have to have talent anymore.
No.
What are we doing? What are me and you, what are we doing? What are we doing?
Where?
Do we want to go on TV?
I want to know.
On TV.
I want to know.
We'll be on TV.
I want to know what the Juggalos think about us being on TV.
I don't know.
I want to know. I want to bring it to them. And I want to know who's seen Transformers because I didn't. And I want to know fucking thumbs up.
I'm protesting
up, it
for
thumbs
it
down.
I'm
or
protesting.
Protest.
I didn't see it yet.
I'm protesting. All right,
don't persuade the callers. Let's see what they think first.
Okay.
You down?
Yeah, that's
in
cool.
a minute.
That might be cool. It's kind of cool.
Maybe it is, Blaze.
Maybe that could be cool.
Maybe it is.
What are you
is.
Talking about, the beat? Because I'm about to start rapping on this.
Oh,
yeah, it's
kind
of dope. You in there?
Ugh.
You want it? Here you go. Turn them shits up. Turn my shits up. Excuse me and shit, but.
Try to find something to eat.
All right, let's go to a line.
Stop beating my meat. A little cable in my hand. People thought it was
hello,
bad.
Frodo.
What's going on, guys? How
what
you
up,
doing?
Mofo? Up
what up?
What up?
Bitch for show.
What's going on? Hey, I actually got to the show, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It was the best show I've ever fucking seen.
No.
Yes.
You cannot. It's our show. You can keep it real. You can be like, well.
What show are you talking about first, Frodo?
One in Sajay.
Come on, dude.
Saget.
In the motherfucking Pops.
Oh, in the Sajet?
Yep, where they stay open 24 hours. And after the show, everybody just stays and gets blew out.
Yeah, man. It was the shit, though.
You like it?
Thanks for the props.
Yep. And like, oh my God, like right after the show, we're just all like bundled up. We're just chilling outside waiting for my ride to get there. I mean, because now my van's a piece.
Subject change. Michael Jackson dead. Your thoughts.
My thoughts.
Your thoughts.
Your thoughts.
I don't know, man. When I was a kid, I used to listen to all his shit, and then I found out he was a child molester. I'm
see?
Like, fuck
that. That's what
you know,
I'm
that's
at.
What, you know, that's what right. ruined Freddy Krueger for me.
Why? He didn't molest nobody.
You know, maybe
yeah,
he did. Yes, he
yeah,
did.
Yes, he did.
He was a Springwood slasher, and he mutilated young girls.
Was there a court case?
Yes.
Really?
And he got away
that
on a technical,
got away and
on a technical foul. He walked away.
A technical foul?
And they fucking burned him.
Oh, my God.
And brought him them back in their dream.
Well, he paid his penance.
What if Michael Jackson?
Michael Jackson on fire.
What if Michael Jackson
lives,
comes
then
back?
I'll forgive.
Like that Pepsi commercial.
I'll forgive.
Right. He did go on fire. Right, you're right. The Pepsi commercial.
But wait.
That was exactly, Blaze.
The
exactly.
Cherry bomb.
No. That was before we knew what he was doing. Nobody knew why he got burned for that. We didn't
God
know.
God damn it, Monoxide, Blaze, and Frodo. Listen.
What?
What if he comes back for us in our dreams?
Right.
Ooh, what a horror.
Oh, my God. The white-faced man is moonwalking in my room again.
Yeah, maybe the children. That's a scary thought.
Wow.
Ooh, right.
That's his tag phrase, save me the children?
Uh-oh, it'll be...
Jamo. Yeah, Jamo.
That's Jamo, right here. It's
save me the children.
It's then a...
Wow.
Jamo.
Fucking insane.
I'd watch it.
Did you know about Farrah Fawcett? Did you know who she was?
Yeah, I knew about both.
See?
Farrah Fawcett and Michael Jackson.
What about Egg
McMahon?
This
morning when I woke up, Mom's like, hey, do you know Farrah Fawcett died? Like,
yeah, see, nah. Mom and Dad are
did
more
did you ever
upset,
jack off
right?
to pictures of Farrah Fawcett?
No, he's way too young for that.
He's not too young to jack off. Pretty much once
listen,
you find it, you
listen.
Pretty much take...
Kids his age.
I'm 18.
Listen, he's 18. Kids of his age are products of a shaved beaver.
Wow.
They do not want to see
exactly,
that hairy
man.
Mess
wow.
from the 70s that
right.
some of us
I
grew up
like
on.
I do like them shaved
that's,
beavers, though.
See, now that, Frodo, that would be camping.
See?
That's where we go. We get a little trail mix, and we go we beat that beaver down like the high terrain.
Exactly. Exactly.
Sometimes
with,
you
I'm probably going to bring some trail mix to the gathering.
See?
Right, see?
Well, you're looking
right.
to beat some beavers down.
That's
exactly.
how it goes.
Introduce
exactly.
the beaver.
I'm actually trying to get a set for the gathering.
You know what we call them? We call trail mix, we call that fucking, that's beaver feed.
Fuck yeah.
Exactly.
It's called
little
beaver,
beaver
feed.
Feed.
That's right.
Damn, that's motherfucking right.
That's right. Well, thanks for calling, Frodo. We fucking appreciate
yeah,
it.
Hey,
everybody in the mall.
Whoop, whoop.
Yeah, yeah.
Whoop, whoop.
Thanks for calling, huh?
See, he feels Mo. Like I feel. He Once does. You suck a dick on a little kid, dude, there's no coming back.
Maybe
I
just a
care.
Dick in general. The little kid just
no,
throws it
honest
into a
to
whole
God.
Perverse
Honest
pile.
To God, if Mike was just gay and he was blowing 30-year-olds, I wouldn't give a fuck.
Right.
I don't care, but the fact that he's blowing, you know, 3-year-olds. Oh, wait.
Yeah,
speaking
but
of pedophiles, here's a great joke.
Okay.
What's the best thing about fucking 28-year-olds?
I don't know.
There's 20 of them.
Oh,
yes.
Come on.
See? All in the spirit. Greg's
Jailhouse
still trying to
lawyer.
Figure it out. Greg's thinking,
oh,
wait a minute.
No. Yep, yep. He's like,
wait a minute.
28
of them. Wait. Oh, my God.
That's disgusting. It is, really.
Nice.
It actually is. Yes.
But the truly, I heard that from Pickles, so.
The truly perverse part about it is if you knew... If you knew he was sucking just dudes' dicks, and he's
I can
singing,
live with
and,
it.
But he's singing, do you remember the times? And I'm picturing, you know, him embracing a hot broad.
That's
and
cool.
really, he's embracing a hot rod.
Well, in the hey. Videos, he was embracing a hot
and that's
rod.
What further makes and fucking construes the goddamn shit I'm saying.
You don't think there's juggalos out
we
there?
We were mentally raped as children.
That listen to us and that listen to Chris, and they think, he's talking about me. I'm his nasty, nasty.
Oh.
I mean, for real,
a
come
dude?
On. Yeah.
A dude.
You don't think there's a gay dude out there? You remember how many gay dudes would come to the in-store all emoed out and shit? All
right.
Like, you
I,
don't think
I mean, but do
it's
I,
the same thing.
I don't like to spend time thinking about it. If it, you're probably right, and it's probably real, but I don't like, I don't give it no time to
uh-oh,
think about
uh-oh.
It.
We
but I hear
that
you.
Gay dollar.
The triangle dollar and the pink dollar are always spendable, friend.
No, but you know what I mean? It's just shit like that. But to me, and maybe to y'all, I don't want to jump the gun here, but if you suck little kid dick,
right?
There's just no going back. Doesn't matter how good your moonwalk is.
Fair right? enough.
Doesn't matter how many top 40 hits.
And can we have the Michael Jackson flashbacks throughout this broadcast so we can remember times like at 5 years ago at the Music Awards where he creepily came out, barely falling apart, looked, struck a pose, and said these words. You ain't seen nothing yet. This has been a moment in Michael Jackson history.
It was.
And that's what he did, and it was creepy, and it's etched in my brain.
Really? Are
like,
y'all ready?
I'll never forget the pose or the statement. Because his mic wasn't really on yet, and it first came, it was like, nothing yet. And it kind of just faded in. It was history.
Was he sucking dick here?
I'm going to say yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. All he's right. on the line with Elizabeth Taylor. Yeah. He's telling her, you know, they're at my back door. They want to get in here. They're trying to get me with pics of the kids. Michael, I told you to stop doing that years ago. I know, but there's something about it. Michael, you're really wrong. You need to stop this, but I can't.
What about this one?
Uh-oh.
What?
Uh-oh.
Your butt is mine. You finna turn it out?
I was wondering, you know.
Yeah, he's lining it up right there. That's kitty talk.
Really?
I was wondering, you know, maybe we could split an Elmo DVD and
whoo. Get your rhymes ready.
Yeah.
What about this one?
Son.
Let's keep it real. Is he blowing little boys here?
Not here. At this point in his life, he's sexually confused.
Right.
He's sexually confused.
All right, we'll ride with
this. And Diana Ross is writing the lyrics.
There you go. You like that? You
want I like that it. Listen, he starts off talking to a girl. Why I'm confused.
Because he liked girls back then.
No, Diana Ross wanted him to like girls back then, but he just didn't take and he didn't adhere to the game plan.
I don't know. He didn't live his life that way.
You know, Joe Jackson laid down a mean, mean, healthy backhand.
Right? You would think that Michael would hate kids.
Guys.
And guys.
Penis.
And boys. Right?
Men.
No, that's why he likes young boys, because...
And I'm gonna rub your booty.
His father was so crazy.
Yo!
His dad was a drunken, massive asshole.
Yeah.
But...
Right?
I guess maybe all our dads were like that. What
about
your dad, Chris?
But how did Janet turn out, though?
Janet?
You know?
She was all right. She left.
She's not too fucked up.
She did what Joe said.
She's younger
than him. She's a coke whore living in a fucking hovel.
She could be.
LaToya might be.
Janet's married to Jermaine Dupri, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I thought you were talking about LaToya.
No, LaToya, yes. Hovel, coke whore, nose gone.
That is one ugly.
That's what I was saying. That they really need to take a look and make sure that ain't LaToya in the hospital. Because if she cuts her hair, she looks just like Michael.
Right.
Now, there's Michael Jackson had breast implants towards the end of several hours of the last end of his life. He died on the table when they were adhering breast implants, taking him from a 13-4-year-old chest.
All right, let's go to
healthy,
two.
Yes?
Yes.
Hey, turn it down!
Let's go to healthy.
Yes. All right.
That's really creepy.
All right, screw that kid.
That was crazy as hell, right?
Screw that kid.
Screw you, dick face.
Here we go again.
Oh, you're lucky. You almost got hung up on, you son of a
bitch.
Hello is
What's
right. Hello,
what
Joe.
What's
from the
up?
Hey, you tell her in the background to shut her mouth.
Yeah, she said shut your fucking mouth. That's what
she
said.
It's about us and you right now. It ain't about nobody else, us and you. What do you got on your mind, Joe from the O?
Joe, they got one more time we're talking. We're hanging up on you. You can fucking make it a promise.
You can bet your goddamn
kids on it. You can bet your goddamn next check on it.
As sure as Michael Jackson has sucked a cock on that little boy.
Wait, we'll hang up on you so quick.
Instantly.
Why would you hang up on me?
Because they won't shut up in the background and we can't hear you.
Shut the fuck up.
All right.
Win.
All right. And I hear him laughing.
I want to go. Next, I want to hear the slaps.
Oh. What's going on, Joe? How you doing today?
Oh, fucking great. We went to your goddamn tour. It was the fucking sickest shit fucking Cleveland. You guys rocked that fucking bitch like a fucking...
Like
I don't even
bitch.
Know. It was so fucking
like
sick.
A bitch with a butthole. A butthole with Vaseline
awesome.
And a cherry in it.
Wow.
And then she scoots it in. And then she shoots it out.
And she pulls out these mega beads, and each one goes.
Well, hey, I got a question for you guys.
What?
We heard somewhere that ABK is
psychopathic. Have
that
you
true?
Ever jacked off the pictures of Farrah Fawcett before? I need a yes or no.
Yes.
Thanks
yes,
for
have.
Calling, goddammit. You are
awesome.
The man. That was awesome.
That is amazing. See, that's so crazy, because so have I.
I'm going to be honest. I never did that to her.
Like in
never
the height,
pleasured my penis.
In the height of Three's Company, I was sticking up tabloids like it was nobody's business.
Wow,
they
didn't
called
call
me
you sticky
hand dad.
I was just gonna say,
they sure did.
They didn't call you sticky for nothing.
I was in fucking Trix Middle School, going to school every day with Trix. Sticky hand Dan.
Wow, is that?
I had a lunch
note?
Pail and everything with a little bit of Vaso in it.
Vassal.
And a couple little clippings from the magazine in case I had to go in the old bathroom.
Wow.
Pump one out real quick. Jeez. Calm my nerves. This is before the days of medication.
Let's go to line four. Let's
go. What up, y'all?
Hello.
What up?
Yo, what the fuck's
Hello.
Up? Yo.
Hello.
Yo.
What up?
Hello.
What's up?
Yo.
What up?
What up? Yo.
Yo, your fucking show was dope up in fucking Illinois, y'all.
In the Illy?
Yo.
Yeah.
Up
at the Pop Theater.
Yeah, we tore Pop.
Subject change. Have you ever met Egg McMuffin? And if you did he give you a 6-foot check?
No.
Thank
no,
you for
gosh,
calling.
Damn it.
You are the man.
That is
awesome.
So awesome.
I wish I met Ed
If
McMahon.
I would have met Ed
I'm
McMuffin, dude, with a check,
you know
forget
what?
About it.
I actually, that's weird.
Cash.
I actually got into a shoving match.
Spent.
With an Ed McMahon lookalike.
Wow. Really?
Yeah, it was the weirdest thing. Walking down in Hollywood, some guy was out there acting like he was Ed McMahon. I didn't like it. I gave him a shove.
Oh, that was that guy that was like, oh, wait, dickhead.
Yeah, he tried to get back up off the ground. I shoved him down two more times.
Right.
And said, come on, fucker.
By
you
that
ain't
time,
so tough now.
Pickles was punching him in the neck.
I split his fucking soft-boiled egg like
yeah.
a fucking soft-boiled egg. You're done. Get up now, old man. You think you're tough? Get back in your wheelchair and get out of here.
Roll your ass out, Autobot.
Roll it. Now that is thugging.
That's thugging.
Yeah. All this shit just shooting people? No.
After
go
you,
shove some old people down in wheelchairs.
After you kick them twice in the ribs and then
right.
your henchmen step in to finish
shove them down and then you tell them, get up.
And you get your henchmen and you tell them, finish them all. I'm done with this. I'm looking for some prime game.
Yeah. I'm fucking done here.
Fucking light work.
Oh,
give me a challenge. Someone with a breathing apparatus. God damn it. Yes. Oh my goodness. That's awesome. That's
right.
good stuff.
We're in Puncture, Tennessee.
Yes.
Or actually, we're with Puncture in Tennessee.
Puncture, are you there?
Yes, we are.
Wait.
Oh, so wait. Puncture is multiple people.
Oh, no. Wait.
Say that again?
This is...
Wait. Who is this?
Wait, dude.
This is Twitchy and Twizzlet.
Look,
I have... Greenhill, Florida.
I have four sets of four. With four line
Wait a minute,
four.
Twizzler and Twizzlies.
But on the phone, I only have one line four, so I don't know which one it is.
It's Twitchy.
All right, Twitchy.
It's Twitchy.
I'm sorry, Puncture. You've probably been like, what's up, y'all? Wait a minute. I'm not on here.
Yeah, you're not.
Sorry, Puncture. We're coming to you,
maybe. Talk to the goddamn dial tone.
Don't hang up on us.
Wait,
what's up,
shut your fucking mouth.
You come in here yelling at me, and I didn't even say hello.
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 Not even yet.
What's up?
I didn't even say it yet.
Hello.
I love you.
I didn't say nothing yet.
There's like eight people on the phone.
Hello.
And if seven of them don't shut up,
hello,
we're hanging up. You can make it a promise. Hey. Twitchy. Hey.
Yes.
All right. We're talking to you right now, and only you.
Hey.
What's going on in Florida?
Nothing. We're just relaxing.
Subject change. Have you ever ate a bacon McMuffin with bacon and cheese?
What?
Have you ever ate a bacon McMuffin with extra bacon and extra cheese?
Yes.
Wow, that is
very
awesome.
Delicious
Thank
sandwich.
You for calling with
specialty
that.
Orders rule.
That is unbelievable.
If you have
dude.
Them throw something extra on it, they make it fresh every time.
I go with the McGriddle. I like
little
the sweet
to live by.
I like a little sweet with it. So
he
I
likes
go...
a little maple with his egg.
I
it
do.
Is good.
I do. I
it's
like a little
good.
Syrup
it
in my.
You guys
good.
Are gross for that. That's not good.
I like it.
I don't care for it too
it
much.
It is good.
It is good. All right, look.
What?
Three things. Did you hear the Method Man and Red Man record?
No.
It is pretty decent.
Cool.
Yes.
Did you hear the Busta
Rhymes?
Tell
them what it's called so they can know what it is.
I don't care what it's... It's called New.
All
it's
right,
called
new.
Not the last one. No, it's called Blackout Part 2.
Red Man and Method
right.
Man,
yeah.
Blackout Part 2 in stores now.
I'm not actually advertising. I'm just asking you because I haven't talked
if
to you in a couple days.
If you say you like it and somebody's into it, I'm thinking that they're going to consider that an endorsement. So I'm sealing
oh,
the deal.
It's all right. I mean, don't hold your $10 over my head.
I'm not saying
Look,
they should be...
Right. Busta Rhymes record. Holy shit, did that suck.
Wow.
And I love you, Bus.
Wow.
All right, now this is what I wanted to ask you.
Ooh.
You know who Perez Hilton is?
Yes.
All right. Do you know who Will.i.am is?
Yes.
The gay black dude from the Black Eyed Peas,
yes.
right?
Yes.
Not the light-skinned one, not the chick.
Not the creepy
white
Mantronic
chick.
One.
No, not the Indian. It's it's that gay-looking dude. Anyway, right. I guess he said some shit. Perez Hilton, I believe he's an out-and-out gay, so they had like a little fag yelling match back and
fucking
forth.
Fucking bitch, what's popping on me, bitch?
This is bullshit, don't you hate on my band anymore.
I swear to God, I will scratch your eyes.
I will slap you in the face so super hard.
So they're going at it, arguing in the club, whatever.
Right.
It leaves. Will.i.am has his manager come up, his henchman. I'm done.
I'm
here.
Fucking done with this.
Right.
Give me a challenge.
Has his henchman come in, sucker punch Perez Hilton, give him a couple, you know, give him a two-piece and a biscuit.
Shove him.
Is that fair?
No.
No, that's what I said. Will.i.am should have did it himself. If he would have did it himself, I'd have been like, that's what you get. You can't.
Yeah.
I understand. You say what you say to people. One day you say some shit to Nicolas Cage, maybe he's going to punch you in the face. But
if he does, I'm leaving with like 20 hair plugs. I'm like, ping, 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 ping.
Right, I'm leaving with all your plugs.
I'm leaving with his whole national treasury.
But that's what I'm saying. That was kind of hoish that Will.i.am actually went and told his henchmen. Like, I'm not like that. I won't.
Go get him, Steve.
If you seen the guy who did it, though, you would just be like, this is a fucking finoke you sent to slap me around.
Right, but it's a sucker punch. You don't see.
Yeah, but Perez Hilton is not no fucking, he's a fucking bulky McCheese lot.
Right.
He's a little fucking plump egg with arms and legs.
They said there was a lot of scratching and hair pulling.
Fucking bitch, I was scratching.
But now Perez Hilton is suing this motherfucker for like 25 G's.
I'll scratch that bitch's eyes out to the roots.
Right.
To the goddamn roots.
I will scrape the entrails out of your skull. You slut.
Like, they were just that's what I wanted to see. Be there in plain view to see fucking Perez Hilton, one of the biggest gay dudes. Like, he's just, you know, an uber gay dude. They all love him, whatever. Called Will.i.am a fucking faggot.
To his
face. To his face.
I don't gotta respect you.
You're a
faggot.
Like, whoa.
I'll scratch your goddamn eyes out.
Right, I will
scratch your eyes
to the goddamn root. Oh my God, that's an angry gay man.
Did you see the movie Drag Me to Hell?
No.
I seen it.
I want to see it.
It's all right. No, it was good.
I heard it was good.
It was decent. Okay.
I heard...
What?
That I need to see it. No, I didn't hear anything. I just wanted to act like
all
I heard
right, now
something,
I got,
but I didn't hear anything.
I got three different sets of lines here.
Right.
I have line 1, 2, 3, 4. Line 1, 2, 3, 4. All with different names.
What in the hell is going on?
Look, I'm going to say that
we're
Tiffany,
at the bottom, man.
Tiffany.
We're at the bottom, man.
They're here?
Yep, that's the one. That whole
at the bottom, man?
Set, at
man.
The bottom.
The bottom.
Where you put your feet on the ottoman.
Yep.
All right, let's see.
Is that going to be Jake Polzini in Florida?
Well, let's see. Jakey Jake, baby, is that you?
Oh!
Yeah.
Oh, whatever.
What up? What y'all doing?
Shit, you.
Real deal.
Yeah.
What's going on in Florida?
Nothing much. It's hot as fuck.
Word up.
Subject change. Have you ever jacked off to Farrah Fawcett while listening to a Michael Jackson record while receiving a 6-foot check from Ed McMuffin?
Nah.
Wow.
All right.
That's interesting. Well, thanks. Yeah,
that would be
calling.
Crazy if you did, though, right?
Yeah.
That'd be really wild.
That'd be some shit, right?
I ain't never done that.
I don't think I could jack off while I'm eating.
Maybe not.
If Ed McMahon was standing there and I was in the mood, maybe I'd just say, fuck it. I'll turn the other cheek, you know.
Right.
He could look at my ass while I'm spanking.
Yeah, right?
But eating? I don't know. That's weird.
Like, you just got this dope-ass plate of barbecue, and they're just like, look at this new FHM mag. And it's just like glossy titties everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And like them, you know, them scantily clad panties that seem to hug every corner and crevice.
You can see the lips.
And then, you can see lips, all right. And there's little parts where they kind of just peek on the inside. And it looks like a little...
Oh, it's wet.
Like a little deer foot.
The tip of my prick is wet.
I like that.
Oh.
Not your prick, but the deer foot part.
Oh, the hoof?
The hoof.
The pool.
I like the paw. I like the panty paws.
The pool.
That's good stuff, you know. So I'd set down the plate of barbecue to, you know, smooth wax that ass.
Hell yeah. I've heard of people using fucking barbecue sauce as lube.
No way, dude.
Some people do.
They're like, you that. You get some of that maple and hickory in your urethra, dude.
No, you don't want anything with sticks in it. Hickory's
got
sticks. Your
whole dick is cashed,
bro. You're going to want to go something thick like a Sweet Baby Ray's honey barbecue sauce. It's thick. It's
sticky. Dude, what am I going to do, man? This dick is useless, bro. It smells like maple.
It really gets in the ridges of your cock.
Ah, oh, jeez. That's all the callers fucking disgusting. Calling us. Dude, I did what you said, jacked off with the fucking sauce, dude, and this dick is useless, bro.
Let's go to the NY. Sam, are you there?
Yo!
What up?
Yeah, yo! Yo, what's up, son?
Fucking thing.
Yo, what's up, Sonny?
What the fuck are you? Yo, the shit, I gotta say.
Yo, I'm putting it down with you, Sonny, right now, son.
It was the shit.
How you gonna call me son, son?
I wanna talk to your mother.
Yo, tell your mother and your father, I said, what's up, son?
We're not the shit, you're the shit.
Jay's dead, man. What's gonna happen to all the unused roofies and the fucking wine coolers and
wait
shit?
A minute, wait a minute, what happened?
We pulled subject change right on you.
You pulled the sub, so wait a minute, what's gonna happen with wine coolers and roofies?
With all the fucking wine coolers, all the cute little outfits and shit and stuffed animals, where the fuck's that gonna go?
Oh, all the possessions of one Michael William Jackson, yeah, I don't know. Like,
it's already being auctioned off on eBay.
Liquidated. Yep.
Shit,
they gotta pay.
Up. I want all those fucking monkeys and shit. I wanna have a jungle going on in my house.
Oh, you don't want them monkeys, bro.
Now, see, listen.
Throw shit at each other. Don't throw shit at me. I don't
they don't throw
no, they
shit.
Don't throw shit.
They eat monkeys, shit. They eat try their to, own shit.
They try to crawl up in the asses.
They suck each other's buttholes and
they're
suck shit
monkeys.
Out like a slurpy
hey,
straw.
Rumor okay, has it that's where AIDS
anyway,
came from.
Hey, that's right. We're doing our, we're a little, we don't know how to be because there's some people that died and we're not
we're
sure how to feel about
it. And confused emotionally.
You gotta find the good and bad, feel me? I mean, like, hey, what, my friend's like, hey, Michael Jackson's dead, at least we got Prince.
Like, well, I don't look at it like
that's
that.
Not a fair trade.
That's not a fair trade. Either way, I mean, I won't doubt that in 5 years we'll find out
we
Prince is fucking blowing little boys.
A man for a straight Cuban man with
assless
chaps.
Thank you.
That's
thank
not
you.
A fair trade.
Listen
Fred.
To me. Listen.
I mean,
he didn't fall at you seductively through the TV.
Does it matter? Is he going to heaven or hell?
I think he's going to his
call
own
it!
Section. I mean,
you think he's going where?
I think he's going to his own section. Like they close him off from hell. Like you two creepy.
No way, dude.
Like,
he's not that special, bro.
Fucking cage or
not us, bro.
No way. He's just a little kid dick sucker. He ain't no.
He's not that special, bro.
He ain't no Gacy.
Like, it's a good thing.
He ain't no Dahmer.
He's just you know. He's
he just
there,
sucks some little kid's out, dick. He'll get his own. He'll be in hell, bro. Get you some right here now.
Every time, out of nowhere, the
maybe,
ghost
maybe
of MJ.
Off. Maybe he'll like go to heaven and hell to do concerts and shit. And then, like,
I think
you know,
he's
like,
living in hell, but he's touring heaven.
Hey, I don't know. I don't think, I think those gates are closed, bro.
He rips a little bit of his rib cage out. He fashions him a little face.
See?
He goes up to the pearly gates and he sings.
Oh!
Madrox.
What?
My boy said he pounded you outside the concert.
Don't believe your boy. He lies all the time.
Your boy said he blew Madrox? What?
No way,
oh, hold on. I gotta turn the background music down for this. Hold on.
Facebook.
You fucking said whoa. Your boy blew Madrox.
And he found me on Facebook?
He found him on the fist, son.
What?
Another thing, this one chick...
He,
like,
gave yo,
he
fisted Madrox. Jamie!
Yo,
he fucking said he fisted Jamie! Oh, my God! What the hell? Get it going.
I guarantee
going.
You that I've never been fisted before.
Nah,
thankfully
oh, my
so.
God.
Thankfully like, oh my so!
God. A chick said I fisted her? That might have happened.
I'm like, just to show that bitch up, I'm like, fuck you! I'm gonna, like blow Madrox when I meet him or something.
Yeah!
What
suck
is going
his dick!
On?
Suck his dick! Suck his
oh
dick!
Oh, my God, what is going on?
I told you. I told you, we got gay fans that listen to our music and they
I just
think...
Told that to upstage the bitch.
I know you ain't gay, no. You'll just suck Jamie's dick once. I know, I'm just saying that there's gay people that listen to our music that think that sometimes yeah. We're talking about them, and I ain't tripping. I don't care that you want to suck Jamie's dick.
That is gross!
I'm not
stop
even mad.
Saying that he wants to suck my dick!
Well, he said it, I said
I don't want any of you saying it!
I'm just saying.
You're giving
dude.
Me the fucking creeps!
Hey, honestly, I mean, that's just gotta be right up under, like, getting us tattooed on your body. You want to suck my man's dick, you know? It's like, that shows a lot of band appreciation, right?
No!
Hell not! So you're saying that's a good way to say I hate your band is to suck your dick?
A tattoo piece is a tribute where a cocksuck is from the depths of your
suck Jamie off
if,
for a blow.
See, he
God
said it again.
If you say it one more
he
time, I'm hanging up, I swear to God.
He's laughing.
No, you don't. No, you don't.
Put
no,
it in
you
his
don't.
Back door. No, he don't say. He say he want to fuck you.
Listen,
suck
I'm gonna tell you one more time, bro. I swear, dude. If you say anything about my meat one more time, bro, I'm gonna
Who
take it.
Who cares? He wants to suck your dick, Jamie.
Stop saying it. Dear God, stop it.
Give him a little fucking
I will
back
not.
Door. Whatever. Maybe
I will not entertain these horrible thoughts.
Maybe he'll let
anymore.
You fucking finger him in the ass.
Oh,
when he's
come
doing
on.
It. I don't know. I'm saying to me. For Sam from New York to come out and say, Jamie, your music is so much the shit, I'm gonna fucking suck your cock.
That's gross!
That just
Here,
shows me that he's really down point. With you. I think you should send him.
Oh my God.
I think you should send him something autographed.
I think this has gone far, 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 far too far enough!
Alright. He said he'd blow you, we'll leave it at that. We'll leave it at that. He said he'd suck your dick, we'll leave it there.
Good day, sir!
Oh, he's throwing up. Oh, yes. Puke on his cock. Oh, he's going to throw up.
Oh, my God. Yes.
All right. I'm just breaking your balls.
We got some napkins or something up here.
But I seriously didn't make it up. Sam, are you there still? All right, good. I didn't make it up. You heard Sam say, I'd fucking take Jamie to the beam.
Come on, dude.
Right?
We straight up turned my man into a freaky dick sucker.
Blaze, Gregors, did we hear that?
I did. I
he
heard
said it.
Yeah, but it was crazy. Gross.
He said the shit is worth sucking. And I was like, word, dude.
I don't know whether to be complimented or offended right now. I am totally mixed.
You're on the fence, dude. I don't know. Is your dick hard?
No.
Well, then I guess you're not really into it.
Well, you definitely can't jack off when you puke. That
like
doesn't work.
If a girl called and she was like, I think you're the shit. I want to suck your dick. Would your dick get a little hard?
Probably more than a little.
See? So, maybe you're not gay then. Maybe you don't like
maybe,
dudes sucking.
Maybe fuck you. How about that?
Oh, Jesus.
First you and then this fucking guy in New York calling me son.
That's for your mother.
Don't call me son.
He slapped my mother.
He slapped my mother in the face, son. But if he slapped my father,
it's on.
That's when it's on, son.
It's over with.
He can't
that's
be coming it. At my family like that, son.
Let's go to three. Let's go to
Violent kid.
No, I'm scared to go back there.
I'm
I don't know. Let's take
go,
a gamble. Man. We're going
to
go to Ashley in Wisconsin. We're going to gamble here. Hello.
Hi.
Hey, what's up?
How old are you?
17.
All right. All right. Michael Jackson has no interest in you then. All right.
So you were totally safe.
Yes.
Your thoughts, his death right now. Have it. Hold it.
What?
Express it.
Michael Jackson dead. 50. Heart attack today. Your thoughts now.
Oh, my first thought was the purple soul. That's the first thing I thought of.
Really?
Really?
Wow. With the little doll
that.
And
hey,
taking it.
It's relevant.
Doll, it is relevant.
It's relevant.
I remember
it's
that.
All relevant.
I remember.
I'm still on the side of him being a, you know, little kid boffer, but.
All right.
What do you think, Ashley? Should we forgive him?
Probably not. I think
it's on you right now. It's all on your shoulder.
You're the future, Ashley.
If you believe we should forgive him,
he is forgiven.
Then we'll follow suit.
He will be forgiven.
But if you don't say to forgive him,
I don't either. Good. I'm glad you said that.
You said to forgive him?
No, she said don't.
She said let him.
It's like my dad. I told you about my dad a couple of times, right?
Yeah. How's that working out?
Well, pretty much. I refuse to go back to his house.
Good!
That's a start.
Yeah, and then I decided that I would have to spend weeks on and off with him so that my brother and sister wouldn't have to be there full time.
Perfect! Right back in the face of danger. It seems like you learned a lot.
Well, yeah, and so I sacrificed myself for them, and I hated it. I hated it so much. I went there one day, and I ended up jumping a train and going to Fond du Lac.
Wow.
Jumping a train and going to Sanilac?
Fond du Lac.
I thought she said drinking Similac while on a freestyle train. No?
No. So where are you now?
I'm at my mom's house again.
Well, that's good. Right. Somewhere safe?
Yes.
Nothing going on there, crazy.
No Michael Jackson and over there.
No way. Not going to happen.
All right, well.
Well, thanks for calling us and keeping us updated on what's going on. Stay safe, and remember, we pay taxes for the police, so if you ever getting tongue-kissed by your dad, you feel free to call them motherfuckers and tell them what's going down.
Yeehaw. You come back now, here.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Well, she scares me with that shit, and I don't know what to do.
All right, stop it now.
All right. See you later, Ashley.
Tiffany.
Gentlemen, what is up?
What the
I have to ask. It's a new regulation at W Fuck Off. How old are you?
I'm 30.
All right, bet.
Keep it real.
Yeah.
Okay,
now we can feel free to say words like penis, beaver, titty, cunt, hood.
Feel free. Feel
hood.
Free.
Hood.
Hood. Hood.
Okay, Michael fucking Jackson.
Yes.
Michael fucking Jackson.
Your thoughts.
He didn't die of a fucking heart attack like they're saying.
What are they
saying? Not in my opinion.
No.
No.
He Tell it.
He died of shame.
Tell it.
He died of shame. You're goddamn right.
Wow.
Nobody can live with that like that.
He did. Well, that and, okay, look. Isn't it a coincidence that this motherfucker was going to go on a comeback tour, supposedly, sometime in the near future, and then all of a sudden he's fucking up and dies. He knew that shit wasn't going to play out.
Yep.
Just dying was the best thing that could happen for his career.
And for children around the world. That's what I'm thinking.
Yes, I agree wholeheartedly.
See?
Harsh words from an intelligent young woman.
Well.
From an intelligent young woman.
I love intelligence.
Me too.
Well. I just see it like this.
You're turning this
on. You're going to admit. I'm sorry.
What?
Don't be sorry.
Okay.
Go ahead.
That's just me.
If you're going to admit to sleeping in the same fucking bed as a little boy and you're a grown-ass man, you're going to die of shame someday soon.
Now he's dead, so now we'll see all the videos and shit. Now everybody that ain't getting that money from him no more, they're all going to be like, fuck this motherfucker.
That hush-hush money. That
TMZ,
I didn't take you to the little graves money.
That TMZ money is going to be real good. Watch. We'll see. We're going to see him and Prince
money.
In Thailand just getting live.
Yeah. Take it off, Prince.
Yeah. Make me a pair of sneakers, you fucker.
You said you tied up three kids.
Yeah.
There's only four here.
Just wait. Now that he's
dead. I got to say something else, too. I gotta say something about Farrah Fawcett.
Say it!
I gotta say, I'm a perfectly red-blooded American, fuck guys, love fucking guys woman, but she was one of the hottest fucking bitches.
Did you ever finger yourself to her? I mean, for real. I did.
Okay, to be completely honest, like, when I was
I mean, not finger myself, I'm saying. Like, I jacked off to her. Did you ever box it?
I jilled off to her. I jilled off.
Yeah.
That's the female equivalent of jacking off. I jilled off to her. I'm not going to lie.
Wow. Why lie?
Say it again. Gild?
Jilled.
Jilled off.
Jilled.
Yes.
You'll get it.
All
right, my bad. Pardon me.
It'll come around.
It'll help.
I had to take my helmet off so I could understand, though. I'm with you and Thane.
There's 28 of them.
But I agree with the whole thing about the bush, okay? That's what's sexy.
Yeah, right? There's nothing like a big fucking Persian cat.
There's
just all
like
wet and matted up. Little pieces of toilet paper from when she was wiping her beeves.
So you know what she's been doing.
You know, so it's all mad. It's like little dingleberries all in rustic.
That's too much like kissing a dude on his hairy beard.
You spit on that
shit.
Okay,
wham. You don't get a fucking fro or anything like that. You gotta maintain your shit. But don't fucking get the fucking
conditioner. Condition your pubes.
Yes.
Condition.
Shave it. Shave it. Shave it.
No way. No.
You hear that noise? You know that noise.
That's him pulling hair out of his mouth. That's why he's not going to eat your box. That's how come.
See?
Me, I'm in that shit. I'm chewing it up. I look like Murray's crazy ass. You got a mustache growing on me.
Wow.
I get in there, I eat this shit.
Not me.
See, now you redeem yourself from that other motherfucker that wanted to suck your dick.
See?
That's what I'm saying.
I grab it with one hand on one side and another hand on another side, and I pull apart until I see heaven.
I don't think his dick's that
big.
That's
what I do. It's not, trust me, but still, I pull it apart like that.
Yeah.
There's no way that guy's dick's that big.
I work my shit. Oh, trust me. No one loves me like me.
Wow.
Wait a minute, that didn't come out right.
No, that did come out right. That's all right.
I'm kidding. No, I'm not.
No,
anyway,
not.
I'm not going to take up too much time. I wanted to say something else.
Too late for that. I'm playing. I'm kidding. I kid. I kid.
Blaze, you're still there, right?
Yep.
Blaze,
hello.
What did I tell you about the Lakers?
Oh, they did it.
Don't do that on our show.
Through.
Don't do that on our show. God damn you.
I told you if they would have won.
Do not cross promote shows on our goddamn show.
You took a shot.
I fucked up. All right, I fucked up. But I had to fucking say that. But anyway.
None of that.
Back on subject.
Yeah.
Ed McMahon.
Kobe.
Kobe. All right.
Ed McMahon because he never gave me any money.
See? Wow. That's how Jamie feels.
Yeah.
I don't really mind because he told me about oatmeal and I bought it.
That was Wilford Brimley.
That was Wilford Brimley.
Oh, wait.
Diabetes.
All right, never mind then.
Yeah, that's the oatmeal.
Yeah, then I don't really care for it. Wait, no, he did the Ed McMuffin then. That's about him.
He's got that good sandwich at McDonald's.
Right, the McDonald's
breakfast. Yeah, that's the only cool contribution that Ed McMuffin.
He was an American
Hey, you know what? So. As long as he ain't sucking little kid dick, that's enough for me.
Yeah,
who
he
makes an egg McMuffin?
Right, guy would be.
He was on
make no kids.
He was on that bloopers.
There you go with Dick Clark, who may be going to hell.
Wow.
Because he doesn't age, but it's weird.
Yeah, there's something wrong with that shit.
Right? It's crazy that there's like 11 generations of people alive right now, and every one of them know who Dick Clark is.
Well, Dick Clark's been cloned.
Hey,
maybe that's
it. He was the first human that was cloned.
Maybe.
So he's gonna be around forever.
We're getting ready to see the New Year's ball drop on the top. His teeth are always together.
He don't even do that anymore.
Well, they can't, yeah, because they fixed it.
They can't even get it, yeah.
Talk with your teeth together.
They
like
can't
you
get
had
his
a
jaw right.
It doesn't. It's locked. And then you got to reteach yourself how to talk.
Right? I heard Casey Kasem.
We're in the third hour of the ball of New Year's.
Is Casey Kasem still alive?
I think he's supposed to be next to be cloned.
I don't know. We'll see.
Holy shit.
I heard.
What a way to waste cloning, right?
That in Michael Jackson's will,
like
it
that's
clearly states that before his body is to be cremated, that it is to be cloned, then cremated.
Ain't nobody want. Why would you want to clone
no
that?
No child behind is left.
Who's buying that?
He already bought it.
Who?
Michael William Jackson.
His middle name is Jenkins.
No, is it really?
Yeah.
Michael Jenkins Jackson? All right.
Michael Jenkins Jackson.
Michael Phidias Jenkins Jackson has a clause in his will that before his body is cremated that he is first cloned. Already paid for it in cash money.
Wow.
Done.
Deal's
done.
I don't even think there's any real live cells in his
now
body.
Now Blanket and Turtle and Starfish will have their dad cloned. Yep.
Could be.
But not Bubbles. Because he said, I never did like that chimp. He had a big mouth.
Bubbles died, too.
Bubbles told everything at the hearing.
Now, Bubbles is going to be cremated with his ass. They're going to throw his ass.
They're
going to
cremate Michael Jackson, and then they're going to shove him up Bubbles' ass.
Oh,
jeez. And then they're going to bury Bubbles up to his head and run over his head with a lawnmower.
Oh, my God.
Then they're going to...
Bubbles is going to shit that into a New York sewer system so all the rats can eat that while they're playing band.
And when his head gets ran over and he dies and his body releases, Michael will come up. Out is what he truly is, a piece of monkey shit.
Wow.
That's what I agree. That is a perfect rendering of what
it's pretty crazy.
Nice. And if I see him, I'd kick him in the balls. Thank you for calling.
Thank you, guys. One more thing. Are you guys still there?
Thanks for sharing about your hairy beaver.
Is it hairy?
Thank you.
Norwalk was fucking awesome. Peace. I'm out.
Thanks.
Thanks for sharing about your hairy beaver.
You're welcome.
Cool. See, a lot of chicks are afraid to take the helm like that and be like, yeah, I'm bushy down there.
Yeah, they're all single, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shave that shit.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to smell that.
Ugh.
I ain't looking to fuck. I don't want to have to dig for what I'm looking for.
Yes.
You know what I mean? If I want to dig, I'm going to go look for some gold.
Shucking.
Yeah, you know what I mean? If anything, I'm going to get a shoehorn to fit it in there.
I'm shucking for clam up in here. You got dreads and shit.
Yeah, a shoehorn to them?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's it.
Wow.
Well, where you want to go? You want to go to New York? You want to go to...
I don't know. New York is crazy. I have some freaky dick sucker shit tonight.
Yeah, I mean...
You want to suck your dick, son?
Word to my mama.
Straight up to your boss, kid. Suck all your dick, son.
Line 4, let's do it. We're going back to New York. Hopefully you don't want to suck Jamie's cock. Hello.
Do not.
Yo, what's good? It's your boy Benny V representing both the Clan Juggalos.
That's how we get down.
Oh, yeah, yo. We from the low, man.
What'd you say?
I said, what's the low, man? What's in Buffalo? Yo, I want to see how Blaze feels about Michael Jackson dying. You know, on the purple
show,
he's like the king of pop. How's he feeling,
yeah,
man?
Who's hiding in the corner right now?
Who's loving him now?
You either suck dick
or you do not.
suck dick.
I told you, he's fucked up. That hey, shit's fucked
you know
up.
What? It was a part that it had
you
to be.
You was singing a whole nother tune before that, guy.
I didn't buy any records, except I bought a couple of his records.
Well, the old
you are a liar.
Old school. Lil
you
Michael
have all of them.
Has some great hits.
He has he all of them.
ABC and so, shit. And,
hey, PYT. You
know, he's got the glove, the jacket.
They were good enough to remake them.
The PYT canary yellow vest.
He don't got that. He's not crazy.
You know, I'll be there. Then Mariah Carey tried right. to remake that a couple years ago.
I think she did.
You know, it's, yeah, he what, has some great
what, fans. Yo, what's speculation about how violent they feel?
What?
What's I don't speculation about how violent they feel?
I didn't hear you.
This speculation about how violent Jay feels. Personally, I think he's happy, man. I think he's like, yo, those are my moves now, you know?
Really? We'll have to see. I don't know.
Wow, so you're saying that Violent J, now through the death of Michael Jackson, inherits
oh, wait, I just hit the... Oh, I thought I was muting something. I just hung up. I'm sorry.
Wow.
I'm sorry. We were into it,
that
too.
That was a harsh,
Beanie
harsh
B,
accusation.
Wait, I'm going to see if we can find... No, he's gone. God damn it.
Darn it.
Beanie, if you call back, we'll try to get you on the line, player.
Wow. With your harsh accusations. That is false, sir.
I'm not going to touch
Violent
this anymore.
Violent J doesn't need those moves. He's got moves of his own, I'll have you know.
Let's go.
That are way more doper than any moves of that guy.
Let's go to Jesse. And
have
I
you
won.
Know?
Right? Jesse, are you there?
Whatever.
What's up, man?
Shit. Nice.
You know what? Jesse's kind of like Jamie. You know what I mean? Like it could be a guy's name or it could be a chick's name.
Here we go again.
What? I'm just saying. It's not a bad thing.
What's up, Jess?
You're a dude, right?
Do you mind if I call you?
What's going on, man?
Yeah, what's...
Do you mind if I call you
what's
Uncle
up,
Jess?
Jesse?
What's going on, man? I was at the Philly show. That shit was dope.
Word up, son.
Do you mind if I call you Uncle
Hell
Jess
yeah,
like an episode
yeah.
of Full House?
You can call me Uncle Jesse all you want, Jamie.
Yes. Yeah,
you can call him anything you want. Let me ask you something then,
don't
Jeff.
Do that. God,
no, listen.
That,
when we were in Philly, I set the tour bus record with 8.5 Philly steak and cheeses.
Damn.
What do you
what's
think
up?
Of that?
How many can you put down?
Oh, you're not listening?
Nah, I heard you. I just
you just
like
not.
A,
what are you not listening?
I'm listening to you, man. You're damn
are you
right.
not listening?
You didn't hear him.
No, 8.5 Philly cheesesteaks.
8.5 Philly cheesesteaks.
That's
over
a lot
there.
Of cheesesteaks.
Damn, that's a lot of cheesesteaks, man.
Yep, I
that's
went to the hospital.
Fucking Joey Chestnut.
You went to the hospital? You said?
Yeah, I had to have my stomach pumped. And I got I got 61 stitches in the bottom part of my stomach.
They had to put a rubber glove onto the elbow.
I had blood coming out of my nose,
and
mouth, and my
in.
Left ear because my stomach ruptured.
And fish it out good. Manually.
And now I'm stapled together like homework.
Stapled
and they
together
put
like
them back together.
There you go.
Fucking guys.
There you go.
He had wit whiz on one and wit whiz on another.
What? Who did that?
That thing was a little residual from that cheese.
Wait, I just thought I heard some. What'd you say?
I said, Twiz is the shit, Blaze is the shit, y'all are the shit. I'm looking forward to more CDs. And
oh,
more
I was like, who is more?
Right when his shit comes out, dude.
Hell yeah.
CJ Moore, dude. His new shit is hot, dude.
Well, thanks for calling.
Be on the lookout for CJ Moore. New album coming out.
I got to go back to my boy because we cut him off. Oh, wait. All
right, peace, Ninja.
All right, homie. Hello, line one, what's up?
What up, y'all?
Nothing, chilling. Where you coming from?
Virginia.
Oh, what's up, Virginia? Yeah, what's
up? Word up, son. What do you got to say?
I want to suck Jamie dick.
Oh, man.
What?
Oh,
hold
on.
Another dude. I met him hanging up on
fucking
him.
Fucking ridiculous.
I hung up on his ass.
Wow.
Out of control.
Wow.
This is
dude.
Wild. Niggas just calling in saying, I want to suck this motherfucker's dick.
I am just
dick.
That's creepy just... scared right
why?
Now.
It's love, crazy. Dude. We weren't across
Michael
the
Jackson
country.
And now this.
Hey, you're well over the
wow.
age of 8. You know, you got pubes.
Wow.
You said it yourself. You got a fucking bush of that shit.
I use conditioner.
You're like, fucking find it, bitch, and you can suck it.
That's right.
You want to suck it? Find it, bitch.
Once you find it, then you get to the Tootsie Rop Center.
Fuck yeah. Find
pop.
It.
Pop.
That's
find
a good tattoo.
It.
You should get that right on your stomach.
Yeah.
With an arrow pointed
find
down.
If you find,
find
it, you can suck it.
And grow that shit out. Get it
I'm
to your knees.
It out,
make
dude.
It so you can't even wear shorts anymore. You know, let's
you
make some press.
You guys are hating now, but when everybody's rocking dreads out the bottom of their pant legs, then we'll see who will be really jocking.
I don't know.
Talk about growing it to where you don't have to wear shorts
right.
anymore.
I'm like, you got them like fuzzy, like you're looking like Chewbacca up in those bitch.
Like,
that.
Damn, dog, where you get the Chewbacca legs at?
Like, shit, that's my dick hair, dude.
Oh, right.
Hell yeah. Damn, that's dick hair? Yep.
Look at that shit, boy. Look how it's shining in the light. Shit.
I leave, it's like a leave-in conditioner.
I had like split ends before, but now my shit is silky and luxurious.
Yeah, I went to the fruits and berries and quit getting a split end.
Rogaine down there.
Yeah, yeah, I got me a natural crack blend.
That's what I'm saying. But anyway.
Crack devil corn.
Let's go somewhere else. Look, you want to go to, damn, Ohio was in the house. Look at that. OH, 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 OH,
wow.
OH.
Oh.
Oh. All right, we're going to Ohio then. Let's go to line two. Chris, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
What's up, brother?
Not much. What's up with you guys today?
You know, we're in the house.
What's up, man?
What's up, Chris?
We got Blaze. We got Gregors.
What's up, man?
What's up, Chris?
I love that name. That's the. I'm getting that tatted on my stomach.
Yes.
Gregors. And then I'm going to have the arrow pointed down.
Wow.
What a dig. He is a, wow. Where are you from in Ohio?
I'm from Akron.
Really? Akron?
Akron's pretty live, dude.
Akron, fucking man.
Crackhead city.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Want to buy some crack? The other day. You smoke crack?
Huh?
Oh, hell no, not me.
I mean, better not be smoking crack, motherfucker.
Hell no.
Come down there and kick you in his asses.
First, we'll buy all your shit for cheap. And then we'll kick your ass after we bought your 50-inch TV for $30.
Oh, jeez. Smoking that rock.
Give me that 86 Honda motorcycle. Give me $60, man.
Oh, God.
Give me 60. It's got $40 worth of gas in it.
The chain is slipped.
Hey.
Give me 60 for it.
I wonder, what the hell is that with the big deal with Michael Jackson? I mean, fucking Christ, dude.
What do you mean? What is the big deal?
Everybody's making a fucking big deal of him dying. I think it was.
I think it is a big deal about him dying, but what I'm wondering is what is it? Is it a big deal because yay, the pedophile's dead, or ooh, I'm sad, you know, the hit maker is dead? I am for the first one. Yay, the kitty dick blower's gone.
You know, that's what I'm thinking.
Semen!
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 But what do you think? You know, that's just me. Shit, you might be like, hey, I don't care. He sucked a couple of dick, motherfucking dicks, but shit, he had me moonwalking for the 80s.
Aw, come on. Nah. He had me moonwalking for damn near half a century.
See? That's an, and I'm telling you, there's people.
And now that's a hell of a dance.
There's people that are like, fuck it, it wasn't my little kid dick he sucked.
It was.
You know what I mean? Geez. Fuck it, he made me dance. I got ass to MJ.
Oh my God.
You know, shit, my son was born when that shit was on. That's what I'm saying. There's people that might overlook it and be like, oh, you know, it's a sad day. It's just, you know, horrible.
Nah, he ruined his
man, he's only, he was only 50 years old.
50.
50.
I'm 49.
And he was only 50. That's what it is.
It's Chuck like, Bronson is 75 everybody years
knows,
old.
Everybody knows who
but
he
I'm
is.
But I'm like Benjamin Button. I'm aging backwards, so yeah. I'll be 48 next. You know what I mean? It's just weird.
That's the reason why, though. Everybody knows who he is. It's because the two reasons you said. Cause they either know him as being that pedophile little kid dick sucker or that, you know, the great songs, you know.
Songstress.
Right.
Sorry.
So they're like, man, this motherfucker just passed away. He's 50 years old and he just died of a heart attack. So that's why it's like,
what is his legacy?
Knows who he is.
What is his legacy?
So, you know, so that's why they're, I think they're out there saying that.
Are they
a
out there?
A goddamn carousel and a fucking petting zoo.
Yeah.
And a library that any pervert would pay millions for. Straight up. There's his fucking legacy.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm
and
just
a goddamn popcorn machine.
I'm wondering. We were still playing. Machine. We were playing R. Kelly on the radios when he was shitting on holes. So I'm wondering where we going with Michael Jackson.
We're celebrating.
Come on. You're
all
still
celebrating.
Playing him
when it is. Are we celebrating like the Wicked Witch of the West is dead? Or
no,
we...
no. Well, the radios are. They're celebrating.
Really?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. They're not celebrating. They're putting money into his pocket.
Well, yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Well, they all
like, what is it really about?
Years.
So that the cloned Michael Jackson can reap all the benefits.
Wow. But it's going to be the Michael Jackson that just died, so.
Check out TMZ. I'm telling you, he got cloned before he got cremated.
Oh, I don't fucking doubt it, dude. I don't doubt that they're going to put the baboons hired into him and he's going to do the tour. You know what I mean?
It's true.
Yeah, it's never going to end.
Right. I just don't. Doubt it. Like, I had Tupac Tharp put inside me.
Yeah.
And I'm thugged out, bitch.
Now back to be a thug, bitch.
I'm thugging on these hoes. Like, whoa. I don't put anything past that. When you got that kind of money, man, you could just about do anything. I mean, you probably can't come back from death, but you can do a lot of shit. You could be about to die.
But now that he's dead, what if he comes for us in our dreams?
I heard it was his head, Walt Disney.
He froze something, though,
right?
That's
dope.
But what if Michael Jackson comes back for us in our dreams?
I can live with that because I think one-on-one, I can kick the dog shit out of that little kitty dick sucker.
He's coming after you.
He's
coming after your kids.
Yeah. Now, he might be able to beat up my kids or your kids or people's kids.
The parents were oblivious to Freddy Krueger, but the kids.
That's what I'm saying.
He went for the kids. God damn it, he's right.
He's going for the kids.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
All the children must be warned tonight on the news.
Nobody go to sleep.
He's out there in your dreams.
No, you're not supposed to know about him, right? If you don't know about him, then he won't come.
He lives off of your belief.
Yeah, so don't believe in Michael Jackson.
He is not Santa.
Dad, there's this crazy eggshell skinned man in my room. And his ear keeps falling off.
Jamo.
And he keeps telling me to hold his hand and walk backwards with him.
Bahoo.
With my pants off.
Jamo.
And I'm scared. And he keeps saying again and again, Jamon. Jamon. I don't know what that means, Dad. What does Jamon mean?
Don't worry,
son. We have to talk.
A
long time ago, there was a man. No, go ahead.
That's dope. All right,
thanks for calling, motherfucker. You're the shit.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Maybe it could be.
I'm telling you, you better watch out now.
Wow.
Warn your
children.
Yes.
Warn your kids.
Yeah.
If you wake me up one more goddamn time telling me about a powder white man in your room walking backwards, I swear
jam
to
on.
Christ, I am going to take my belt off. Now go to bed.
Get in bed.
Wow.
But look at me. Tonight. Listen. Ed McMahon, Farrah Fawcett, Michael the dick sucker on little boy Jackson.
Oh my gosh.
Who's everybody inquiring about? Nobody gives a shit about Farrah Fawcett.
Yeah, exactly.
All the shit she did for charity. Sure, she was a half a fucking nutbag for the last 10 years.
Fair enough.
She wasn't sucking little kid dick.
Farrah enough.
Ed McMahon, come on, the oatmeal guy again.
He was
like
giving away checks like they were free.
Right. That's what I'm saying. True.
That was other people's money, not his.
And it found out that
because he was the one giving it to people,
were made
don't
out
make
to
him
himself.
Special, Blaze.
Found out all the checks were made out to Mr. Ed McMahon. We're going to find out about
he
him.
Sue somebody because he got negligence from some doctors and shit and all types of shit.
Yeah, yeah, they fucking put sheep's intestine in
they
him.
They crumbled his McMuffin.
Yeah, they replaced his heart with an Egg McMuffin.
Yeah.
More on that.
You have 5 seconds to live.
Yeah, that's crazy.
We've mistakenly replaced your heart with an Egg McMuffin with extra bacon and cheese.
There are three people that everybody is socially aware about. You know what I mean? It's true, Michael Jackson is more famous, but today, what everybody's hearing about everybody, and they're wondering about Mike J.
But now here's the fallout of let's call his death ground zero.
Right.
Here's the fallout. People starting to see him places at Burger King's in Kalamazoo and pretty much walking the same path as Elvis, as Elvi, and the spottings of Michael Jackson around the country. Did he fake his death? More at News at 11. We have shocking news of
Michael Jackson
being at the Mall of America with Blanket Turtle and Starfish.
Buying tie-dye t-shirts.
News at 11.
More on that in a moment.
More shocking photos of Michael Jackson on a beach at Tahiti. We'll see more of that after Farrah Fawcett's memorial coverage. Next on 2020.
Ed McMahon spotted cashing a check at a 7-Eleven.
Exactly. Like, what the fuck? The fallout is what we have to worry about. People seeing these people that are no more longer alive.
We will see, friend. We got 528 listeners right now.
Let's just hope it's not in the kids' dreams.
Hey, if you come after my son, you cocksucker, I swear to God, Michael Jackson, I will beat the shit out of Tito until he's with you in hell, you prick.
Leave Tito out of it.
Where'd
Tito
that come
ain't
from?
Have nothing to do with this. Yeah. No.
What? Did you hear that?
Yeah.
I think you've got to find his ear and his nose.
Whoa, that's what he wants?
You got to get rid of those.
No,
that's what the spirit wants?
No, that's the new Wii game.
Don't go spoiling it. Then the Wii game, you have to search for his nose and his ear, and when you complete him, then he does a little show for you. Your butt is mine. Gonna turn it out. That's lyrics. Can we get somebody on a computer to go and get the lyrics to that song, I'm Bad, Your Butt Is Mine, I know is the opening lyrics.
I think I can do it.
I think the next line that follows is I'm finna turn it out. I could be wrong.
We're about to find out.
But I know it's golden that your butt is mine is the opening phrase to the song.
It could be.
It might be.
I'm bad, I'm bad, jump on, really, really bad. You know it, I'm bad. With controversial lyrics like, your butt is mine, and jump on.
The whole world gots the answer right now. Tell you once again.
Michael Jackson spotted at a beach in Central Bay.
Sing it.
You know it?
I'm going to find it right now. Here it is. I'm bad.
Get somebody on the line while you find
it. It says, your butt is mine. I'm going to blow you too.
Wow.
Don't come on me.
I'm coming on you.
I'm going to come on you.
Oh, God.
We do this dance. And naked I am.
Oh, my God.
I hope you come once again. Holy shit, dude.
Oh, my
God.
Wow. Quincy, you make hot beats. Jones, how dare you.
Wow.
Unleash that masterful songstress on the world. Which, with such demented backgrounds.
That was disgusting.
We never took notice.
Why didn't we hear it in the music? We should have seen the signs.
We never took notice when he tried to buy the Beatles copyrights and all their shits.
He did.
Never took notice.
He actually did buy them.
When he made a rocket.
For a minute.
So he could launch into outer space to be away from us.
With that guy that owns Virgin.
That's yeah, but you didn't know that the bottom
Richard
of the rocket.
Richard Branson said, come on, Michael, before they find us.
Yes, exactly.
Everybody up to the plane. Elvis, Tupac, come on.
Yes, I've patted the bottom of the rocket with young 7-year-old kids' boys' asses, just like you said, Michael. We're sure to land safely. I told you there would be a use for them. It's like recycling. Jeez.
Oh, my God, I fell. I love it down here.
Oh, I just landed in a pile of ass.
That's some South Park shit. A floor of little boy asses.
This floor is extremely comfortable.
Oh, my God, dog. That is next level right there.
Unreal.
The floor of 90.
We fashioned a floor of 9-year-old child asses for supreme comfort on your Michael Jackson, like... What are they called? Your heels? You gotta have that good arch and heel support.
Pool. The pool.
Nice. Oh my God. The pool.
The hoof.
On his hoofs. On his devilish
hoofs.
Oh hoops.
My God.
Very interesting.
Very, very interesting. Richard right. Bramson gives me the creeps.
I want to know who's seen Transformers.
Really?
I do. Didn't. I want to see. Yeah. I don't know if I want to see it.
I heard it's
racist.
Racist laden.
Wow. Racist.
I read a little
rashist.
Bit about it.
Rashist. I heard it's very rashist.
What did you hear?
Gold tooth.
Yeah.
On one of the guys.
And I heard he transformed.
Twin brothers.
I'm from the hood.
They're both fucking Dodges or something.
Got a bridge
and they got tattoos on their hoods.
Listen, speaking of hoods,
Bruiser and,
I'm the new Method Man and Red Man.
Uh-huh.
Method Man says a line that is unbelievable to me. He says, I keep you in the hood like a clitoris.
Wow.
Or I stay in the hood like a clitoris. Oh, my
wow.
God.
That's pretty next level right,
all right.
There.
Yeah, I thought about because I like clits.
And hoods.
Yeah.
And nice.
Yeah. Don't get your hood pierced, though.
Oh.
I don't like that.
Right?
I don't. It.
Leave it alone.
It'll make the condom.
Blaze was going to do it.
Leave it alone.
You were going to get your hood pierced?
No.
You don't have hood.
Your hood's like a fucking garage door, bro. It's all stinky. Like, oh.
Pickles just texted me and said, R.I.P. Michael Jackson.
He's been sleeping the last 46 hours.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, shit. And McMahon Dad, too?
Well, wow. Damn, that sucks. I hope McDonald's keep them breakfast sandwiches. Right. Now, they sure are tasty.
I hope they bring the McRib back to, like, R.I.P., you know, celebrate.
Right.
You know, I like that McRib extra sauce. I get it on the side, though.
Really? I get mine with no pickles. That's redundant.
Pickles told me he was out in the sun so long he got sunburned through his shirt.
Wow.
I ain't never heard of no shit like that, but goddamn.
That's some crazy shit right there. That's some hot ass sun. It's been hot as fuck
here. I'm like, where the fuck were you playing? A Saturn?
It's been hot as fuck here these last couple days.
Yeah, but burn through your shirt?
Soak a t-shirt and wave it around your head like a helicopter hot.
Wow.
It was hot.
You were shirtless?
No, never.
No.
No. No way, dude.
Say, Mike from New York missed out.
Hey, you know what? Just hey. Don't. How about... I thought
that was Sam.
Or whatever his fucking cocksucking name is. Quit wanting to suck dick. Maybe I'll remember your fucking name, you hump.
Holy shit.
The gathering's coming up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How do you feel about the gathering and gathering?
I'm excited. I'm about
like to gather.
Can I say who's there yet?
Yeah.
Can I?
Yeah.
Well, there's all kinds of people there. Yeah, fuck yeah, dude. Take a guess who's there. Well, probably.
ICP and Twisted.
One of them is right.
And Blaze.
Two out of three.
Pickle says play some Michael Jackson for him.
No. Tell him to put his fucking pants back on. Put the kiddie porn books away.
Your pants
back on.
And call it a night. This is bullshit.
Call it night.
This is bullshit.
This is bullshit.
All right, I said it. I wrote it. It's
he don't care because he doesn't. You know what I mean? He's just like whatever. I don't give. He's one of them type of people. I don't give a fuck. He wasn't sucking my kid.
He didn't suck my dick.
Right? Exactly. If he did, he probably got the cure for cancer or something in his lips. I don't know. Ain't no telling. Because, you know what I mean?
Disgusting.
He was always doing it to them, you know, make-a-wish people, but they never seemed to pass away.
Right.
Like, 8 years later, this motherfucker's suing him. Like, wait a minute. That make-a-wish shit usually, you know, you got, like, he's got, like, 3 days to live.
My hair still fell out, Michael.
Right. You know
what
I mean?
You kissed me in the magic spot, but my hair still fell out, Michael.
What?
Nothing.
That is ruthless.
This has been a moment in Michael Jackson history.
Damn. I don't even know how to follow that.
Doug in L.A.
Oh, I got one.
Oh,
Ice Cube at the gathering.
Wow.
Fuck yeah.
That's pretty cool.
There's been a lot of people at the gathering. I want a picture with Ice Cube.
Yeah, but you know.
Nice.
I think he's dope.
I don't know what it is. Maybe it's just me, but you might have got Yella.
Yella.
Let's get Yella for the gathering.
Why?
I don't know.
I'm more hype about Ice Cube.
Alright, fair enough. He's
Yella could bring some of them porno bitches.
You know who else is there?
Right.
Scarface. That's dope. I like that too.
Nice.
I want a picture with him.
They're gonna do the movie there?
You know, I like them people where it's like you get one shot, bro. There's Cube. You either make it or break it. And, you know, you'll be like, I'm going to break it. I'm going to pass. I'm going to make it.
He said about putting your pants on. He said, fuck that. Got to let the boys hang. So
oh, see?
Awesome.
Boys.
Right there.
Boys.
Boys?
It's true.
Boys.
So let me get this right. They're going to be playing Scarface, the movie at the gathering. I got
yes.
this dope-ass Scarface blanket. It's kick-ass.
I got a fucking sweet-ass Scarface silk shirt.
Wow.
With a pair of silk shorts and socks.
With him holding the gat, and then they got Scarface sandals now, too.
I got the Scarface clock.
Yes.
I wear it on my neck.
Are you going to wear it there?
I did once
it's
before.
It's the 6th, 7th, 8th, and 9th.
Maybe I will.
You're going to show it all 3 days?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure. I don't want to go out on a limb here.
I'm kidding. I don't. Yeah.
Huh? You're a cocksucker.
They had Bushwick Bill. It's only fair they have Scarface.
No.
And maybe next year we'll get Willie D.
No, Willie D's in jail for fraud,
number one.
Not good. Really? You'll never see Willie D again. Yes, for credit card fraud.
Really?
Millions of dollars.
Damn.
Wow.
Bushwick is crazy as cat shit.
Yeah.
Willie D fell out, you can swash that fast.
Scarface was the man in Ghetto Boys.
He was dope. He's dope.
He is dope. And he runs Def Jam South and he signed Ludacris.
Wow.
He's the one to break Luda.
That was a smart move.
That is nice. So, I don't know. When we go there, we'll see if that fucking Juggalo Michael sucks Scarface's dick.
Oh, jeez.
For him.
There. I don't think getting Juggalo Mike to suck anybody's dick is a good idea, Brandon.
No. I know somebody who will probably love to get their dick sucked.
Sure.
You cock-sucking motherfucker.
Right.
Yeah. I smell the cock on your breath.
Oh.
I got this bullshit.
This is fucking ridiculous.
Anyway.
I'm done with it.
Anyway.
Give me a fucking challenge.
I'm playing.
Coolio's going to be there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's dope. WC member, Mad Circle. Low nice. Profile.
Right.
No?
Yeah, I remember Low Profile.
You remember Fantastic Voyage from? And all that other?
Yeah.
I
that
don't.
Was you?
No,
that
I'm
was scary.
I was a product of Low Profile.
Low Profile was the shit.
Is that that guy who did,
No.
No.
No, that's a Gangster's Paradise, Fantastic Voyage.
Fantastic Voyage.
Come along and ride on a Fantastic Voyage.
Wow, he queued it up.
He did. Greg is a humongous Coolio. Show him the tat. Look at that.
There it is.
Wow, that is impressive.
Look at the detail on the hair.
Got the hair coming out of the hat.
You can actually see the white in the corner of his mouth. You see where they're like, from Cottonmouth, you get that white.
Yeah.
You can, wow.
Damn. It
nice
looks
moves,
like he's
Crackers.
On. Man, that's crazy.
That's
why,
cool.
Only thing I'm wondering is why.
That's Coolio. That's how
yeah,
cool
that's
that
Coolio.
Is.
But Coolio. Why is it in frame by a heart? That's weird.
Oh, yeah. Maybe he's saying he hearts that? Coolio.
Really?
I don't, guess. But I'm saying maybe that's what the tat expresses.
I don't know, but that's dope.
That is dope.
Like, if he kicks some fucking shit from Low Profile, I'd backflip.
That'd be the shit.
When Cube's out there, I'm rushing the stage. I know
Greg
I'm probably going to get tackled.
No.
What?
Greg said don't say that no more about
oh,
his
don't
tats.
Be putting
his
Coolio out there.
Don't be putting his Coolio out there like that. He's not really a tool.
Whatever, dude. We're all family here.
Right?
A guy wanted to fucking suck Jamie's dick. You don't hear him tripping.
So, he said he only
I
got
was
it
crazy
from
tripping.
Paradise.
You don't hear him fucking wigging out. He's like, fuck it, suck it, get it done with, whatever.
At least there's no Andrew WK. That's a good thing.
For who?
Oh, well, I mean, for anybody who didn't want to do target practice, that's all I'm saying.
Right.
It's like live version of Nintendo's Duck Hunt.
You know who else is going to be there? We ain't seen him in a minute. Haystack's going to be there. That's dope.
All right.
I ain't seen Haystack in a minute, but he hooked us up with that good-ass brisket when we were down in his hometown.
Right.
Don't act like that. You ate it.
I remember.
Yeah, we even got a little bit of the sauce that came with it. Don't act like that. Right across the street from that dude's venue.
I know
what
you're
band was he
about.
In?
He
what?
Just...
And then he flipped
Jamie
a merch table and wigged the fuck
House
out and disappeared into the dirty south. Well, he's a gangster, I tell you.
Jamie only remembers House of Blues.
Really?
On the Lotus Tour, for some reason, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that was a you and him moment.
Wasn't that?
Yep.
I didn't mean to walk into the dressing room, and what I may or may not have seen might have looked like somebody masturbating in a shower. That wasn't me. And how I reacted was to turn around and close the door and let them finish their self off.
You know
so
who else is there?
Who?
Guar.
Okay.
Which spells ROG. Backwards.
Rug.
Yes. Which, I mean, we toured with them back in the day, right?
Yep.
Remember, we used to see their chicks running around naked. They didn't give a shit, and they had straight up beaver.
You ever want to fuck a real pussy?
Yeah.
You'll come see me, you fucking dick.
Look at me, sir. You have a beautiful beaver.
Uh-huh.
Oh, lovely hairy beaver.
This is your vaginette?
This is the beaver?
Yes, they had straight up Neanderthal.
They were fucking rock and roll. They showed us what rock and roll should really be. What it really is.
Suck a dick and chase it with a bottle of Jack. You ain't rock and roll, sister.
A whole bottle.
They would say educational shit like that to a young Jamie Madrox and Monoxide. And just take your clothes off again so we can take a look at that Viking beaver you're rocking.
That's like right around the time when we were just getting pubes then.
Right?
That was early.
That
day.
Was when I first realized you could put conditioner on them.
And you figured out that you couldn't grow a mustache. That's
that
weird.
That was when I knew that it defined my character does not have a mustache.
Nope. And we decided what, Blaze? People that paint their beards are cool.
Cool.
Wow.
They are probably a little cooler than people that can't grow beards or mustaches.
That's right.
Because they don't have anything to paint that.
Way to put me in a lower tier.
No.
Gallo.
Not at all.
I mean, not like
Gallo.
That.
You got a little beard
you got
to
a
paint.
Beard.
You're
paint.
In that club.
But I can't produce said mustache.
Well.
So I'm in the gallows.
You're not in that club.
All right. I need to be in the mustache club for
I men. Tell you what, you got enough dick hair to make up for not being able to grow
fair
a mustache.
Enough.
So
I'll
you're
take
in that,
that
club too.
There you
Thank
go.
Thank you.
There.
And I'll paint my pubes too.
Wow.
Right.
Just to get down in y'all's crew.
No, you're down.
Alright, thanks.
Yeah, you're
You don't
you're
want already, me to paint the
cool.
pubes?
No, you're in. No.
Alright.
Yeah, we gotta
in,
come
though?
Up. We gotta, yeah.
Definitely in.
In.
You're in, man.
You're
Thank
in.
You.
Like,
you're
paid,
in.
Thanks, guys.
Like paid admission. You are
nice.
Coolman.
Seaman.
Yes. Did I tell you Ice Cube's going to be at the gathering?
Yeah, fuck yeah. No Yella, though, huh?
No.
Damn.
No Ren, just Cube. He's rapping.
Is he might, gonna be there?
But hey, you never know. Cube will fuck around and show up with Dub C to hype for him.
That'd be dope. Easy gonna be there. Cool. Dub right. C is a shit.
Easy gonna be there?
Yeah. Easy downstairs? Eric no. Davey?
No. Eric Davey will definitely be on there.
Little Easy.
Eric Jasper Davey?
Yes.
I think he is gonna be it. Oh, Little Easy. He yeah. might. He might. Who knows what Ice Cube owns
then
of them.
Then we can bring Yella and Ren.
I know he owned Easy's publisher.
Yeah, but Ren's always rapping about his dick, so that's kind of creepy for everybody.
And, well, he doesn't just rap about his, about the crew. He
talks about real niggas yeah, with big dicks.
He's really worried about everyone.
I'm riding in that crew. That ain't like I can't grow
my
stash.
And I don't hang with my dogs unless they got a big dick.
Hey.
What up, Ren? What up, Ren? How your dick doing, dog?
About the NWA group showers.
No. Nope.
That were taking place after the show.
Before and after shows.
That's right.
Everybody get up in here and wash y'all's dick real good now for this show. Make sure everybody got a real clean penis now. I don't want to see no dirty dick on stage now. I'll be rapping about y'all's dicks.
A fucking...
I want to make sure everybody's dick real clean when I rap about it.
A pre and a post show shower.
I mean, this is a little young, but I keep it clean. I keep it clean.
That is disgusting.
That is disgusting. Hey.
That
rapping
is,
about your homie's dick. How come you never rap about our dicks, dog? That's
I don't know. I
See, maybe
I don't
maybe
know.
We don't got real gangsta love for each other. We don't rap about our dicks enough.
I don't, could be.
Maybe that's what it is. Maybe we're just some real cool bros, and that's how we're, we were.
My nigga Jamie, and he got a big dick.
Yeah,
dude,
hell
just
yeah, Paul
weird.
Got a big dick.
That's
too.
A that sounds weird.
Our dicks are big.
Big
y'all
yeah.
don't know about them.
Big dicks.
We got some
big dicks.
We got some
big. Big dicks.
Yo, you know we got them. And they clean too. Clean too.
That's a hit.
Clean too. Clean dick.
Clean dick.
Yo, I keep it clean, nah.
Oh, that's starting great. To smell like dick.
Yes.
Oh,
clean dick. Disgusting. Every time I come around your city, clean dick.
Yeah.
Every time you wall up in the shower, clean dick. Every time I see her pull it out, it's clean dick. Clean dick.
That's disgusting.
That's the hit right there.
It could be.
That could be. I think that's the real hit.
If it ain't rough.
If it ain't fucking. If it ain't big, it ain't.
If it ain't big, it ain't mine.
Right.
What?
And my niggas came through it with a gang of chunky pipe.
Oh, God. What did you just say, dude?
Chunky pipe. That's what they used to call him in high school.
That's right, dude.
Hey, there goes Lorenzo Chunky Pipe Williams.
Oh, God.
A.K.A. Ren.
What's up, Ren? Gonna rap more about your dick?
Chunky Pipe.
Yo, your album's hot once you lay off all them dick rats.
Fucking Chunky Pipe.
You never know. His dick could be to his ankle. Maybe he's like,
I mean, with him being that confident about rapping, I'm guaranteeing you that he's seen every member of NWA's full penis and balls.
And he is indeed
without
the
doubt,
biggest.
I am willing to bet the bank on that.
Pull it out, Cube, or I'm fucking you up. What? I gotta see, I gotta make sure I got the real niggas with big epit.
Yeah.
What epit?
I want all y'all to put y'all's dicks on this table.
Yella's on the
take
cut.
This album cover.
Yella just comes out of nowhere. No, real niggas with big epit. Epit dick. Like, whoa.
Yo, I'm what a little concerned about all of us putting our dicks on this table for this album cover, Red.
Don't worry, I got it covered.
It ain't for the cover. Like, what?
I need a little 8x10 and a little wallet photo so
finna
I can remember.
Finna get tatted.
Finna get all them dicks tatted on my back.
So y'all niggas my love. For real though.
That's my nigga Easy Dick. That's O'Shea Dick right there.
All the shafts
that's
are autographed.
That's my dick right there.
You can see
that big thug motherfucker right there. That's
the,
mine.
The one that wrap around my rib cage? Yeah, that's me.
That's me. That's my
like,
dick
wow.
right there.
Wow. That is
wow,
a dick.
Dude, you guys are very, very impressed by her own penises. That's great.
I used to tie mine in a knot. Now I don't do that. One
Never
time it got hard in a knot.
Penis.
It was nasty. Remember Meat Puppets?
Yes.
That was awesome. We went to Europe and we did this little sideshow where we made little animals out of our twig and berries.
Most people do shadow puppets, not us. We don't do that.
Jamie can do a cheeseburger with his. It's massive.
Like you grab one side of your sack and you pull it a little to the right and you fashion the penis to the curve so it creates the poppy seed bun.
Yeah, it's amazing. And I could
You'd
do an
You'd never old, believe it. You'd swear it was a Big Mac.
I do a witch woman with no eyes.
I remember that. That's horrible.
Where you just place a little skin over the head of it. And
it's truly terrifying.
It's bizarre.
Even the shadow.
Huge response. Huge.
Wow.
Yeah. But
good time.
Maybe we'll get back there and do that again.
Maybe. I hope not, but maybe.
Yeah, I haven't been practicing.
They had crazy European weed over there. That's why we were doing crazy ill shit.
You know,
still
Pauly
never wrote
Shore?
About our dicks. What's that?
Pauly Shore's going to be at the gathering.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
He's kind of funny as long as he's not trying to weasel out too much on everybody.
Yeah, the weasel.
I don't know if the Juggalos will feel the weasel thing.
I don't know.
They might. As long as he's tasting some fresh nugs and all that other good shit, he'll be good. He'll be good. He'll do all right. He'll be okay.
Is he bringing the Baldwin?
I don't know. We'll see.
He owns a Baldwin?
He does.
Which one?
No, he actually is like, it's like his,
let's buy a Baldwin.
The Baldwin is his sponsor.
Huh? Oh, his sponsor?
Yeah, the Baldwin is, it's gotta be, it's like his buddy.
Really?
Like if he wants to drink or something, he goes to, I think his name is Aaron Baldwin.
Wow, dude, we need a Baldwin.
Well, we could probably buy Steven right now cheap because his house just got foreclosed.
We should buy a Baldwin.
Alec Baldwin, he's going to be expensive. He's got that hit show.
Yeah.
Yeah, but.
We might not be able to afford Alec Baldwin.
No, Baldwin.
We should definitely get us a Baldwin.
See, we'll sign our season out of pumpkins.
Baldwin.
Oh, my God.
Steven Baldwin. Maybe Daniel Baldwin.
Wow.
You know what? I'm
your
excited.
Own Baldwin too, Blaze.
Really?
Everyone should have a Baldwin. They'll be like a pet rock.
Yeah.
Everyone has a Baldwin.
I want Alec.
All right, fair enough. We buy Alec Baldwin.
All right.
We make him do cool shit, like carry around a lot of heavy equipment that we never use.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Hey, pick up that entertainment center.
Carry that.
And now go bring it back to where you picked it up from.
Right. What are you doing carrying this goddamn entertainment center? Well, Paul just said pick it up. Put it down.
Put it down, Baldwins.
And you come back up. What did you put that down for? I told you to pick that up. Then I come back over. Put it down, goddammit. What are you, fucking stupid? What are you, like your fucking brother? You fucking stupid?
Well, I thought you said spider.
Oh, you fucking Baldwins are the same.
Let's go out to sunny L.A.
That fucking Tom Sizemore guy over here cut me a line up.
Where it never rains in Southern California.
Of course it doesn't.
Hello, Doug. Turn it down or I'll hang up on you.
Hey.
What's up?
Doug, you're really
Yarg.
Yarg.
Nice. Hey, matey.
What's
How's
up?
Everything look portside, Yarg?
It's looking good, Yarg.
Very good to hear it,
man. Are you calling from Los Angeles or just in California?
Oh, I'm in Louisiana.
Louisiana.
So you're in neither. You're in neither and or both.
So we're doing states here. All right. I'll figure it out.
Hell yeah.
So what's popping in Louisiana? Like all types of fucking hickory smoked crawdad and Creole rice and...
Ain't crawdad, ain't that the cockroach of the sea?
That is a mud bug.
All right.
Yeah.
What's going on in Louisiana? How's everybody doing after all the hurricane and shit?
No, they're doing all good, man. We're just looking forward to Juggalo Night next Friday in Lafayette.
Nice move.
What's that all about?
We don't get a lot of that here. It's usually always in other states, but that's dope. We don't even got to be there. That's awesome.
What's it about?
Shit, we go over there, just bump
chop
the
it up.
Classic shit and get fucked up in a nightclub in the VIP room.
Oh, that's cool as hell. Somebody, a Juggalo owns a place or whatever?
I think one of the bartenders is.
Oh, okay, right on. There you go. So you got pull up in there. You got some authority. You ain't gonna have no local yokels coming in cowboy boots. What in the hell?
Just
got all these daggum clowns in here, Chuck and Pop.
Just keep everybody in order so y'all keep doing that shit.
Right, because that sounds like it'd be pretty off the fucking chains right there.
Yeah, right.
Y'all need to come do a show down here, man. I remember the one in New Orleans got canceled.
Yeah, you know what? That was right before, like right after that shit happened, actually.
I thought it was during that shit.
Yeah, it was like...
Because we were staying at hotels that had fucking victims of Katrina in the hotels, like the hotel
Once
donated
we got
room.
To Texas, yeah, it was crazy.
It was fucking insane. We were like, holy shit, we'd go there and there wouldn't be nothing to play.
Right.
Damn.
That's fucked up. So it's good to know everything's going good over there.
We'll be back.
Hey, my wife wants to talk to y'all for a second.
All right, put her on the phone. I'm not being held liable what I say to her.
All right.
You're a dangerous man, Douglas.
Hey, I heard you got some sweet titties.
He said that you do both of us.
I heard they're butter toffee sweet.
Ass like a muffin.
And I heard you like it spanked really hard. Wicked hard.
Wicked.
How you doing over there?
I'm good.
Oh, you are good. How you? All right.
You want to make love?
What are you wearing?
You want to make love?
We already told your husband that once you get on the phone with us, you're ours, and he was like, here you go.
Well, do her up.
And we're like, what are you wearing, and why are you still wearing it in junk?
Have your way with her mouth.
Right?
Oh, my God. Yeah.
I get her lower half.
Huh? I'm just in my pajamas.
Are you au natural? Do you shave it?
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, all right, cool.
God bless you.
Scorch the earth, eh? Yeah, take it to the blind side on him.
I like it.
Any jewelry?
No.
No? Okay, that's
again,
cool.
Again, we're two for two. I really want to give it to you. Give it to you hot.
I'll trade you her bottoms for her tops. Never. She's got them butter toffee titties. They're mine.
You can have them.
No.
Oh, no. Hey, don't be getting upset because we're fighting over stuff. You just lay back and enjoy yourself.
I like her muffin ass.
Your dog says it's a pumpkin
bird,
so.
Oh,
hey, that's all right. He knows how to cive.
For real.
They call him the Kiver.
The jack-o'-lantern.
He'll cive you and jack off in your lantern.
Yep, I'll light your candles.
Oh, my God.
I make beautiful head cheese.
I'm going to put my hands down my pants if you guys don't mind.
All right, look. We're going to dim the lights here and get a little more intimate with you. Are you cool to take your clothes off?
It's wet down there.
No, I don't do
that. You're not down for this? Because you're really ruining our vibe. I mean, we're like so like right there.
I'm gonna come.
I'm so sorry, guys.
Oh, damn. All right, well
blue balled again.
Thanks for blue balling us, and it's been fun kind of getting there with you.
Yeah, thanks for bringing us halfway.
All right, thanks.
I was there, dude.
I got a fucking loaf of Wonder Bread over here.
It was knocking on my urethra.
Wow.
Like I am gonna come splashing.
I'm fucking decorating this pewter screen.
That's how we do it. Oh.
I'm sitting over here.
That's disgusting.
I'm over here now.
You're over here?
I'm over here now.
Over there?
I can still get it wet. All right.
Let's go gambling for my birthday. Let's go to the casino.
Let's do it.
That'll be fun.
I'm down. When is it?
July sometime.
But I'm saying, when you're trying to go then, yeah, we're going to do it up big.
Which casino, man?
Are we doing it up big? Are we going like in fuzzy coats? And
we're going
to
Vegas.
Oh, Vegas. Oh big, shit. Yeah.
We're doing big. I'm turning 50.
Oh, shit. Well, then let's do it.
Let's do it. Bet it all on even.
Yes. No, we bet it on odd. Wesley Snipes said always go with black, motherfucker.
And look at him. Now he owes the IRS and he's thrown in jail.
Don't listen to Wesley. He's a fucking numbnut.
He played a good Blade.
Yeah, you ruined it for us, Blade.
Give it to him, but you give him his props on that Blade. That
he
was
good, but we're never going to get a number four.
He played a real sharp Blade.
He's going to come back. He's going to play the Whistler part. He's going to be old with a bad leg. Been doing 8 years in the Fed pen. He's got the weird mushy muscles.
He's in there three hots in a cot, beefing up for his next role.
He is
as a renegade cop who doesn't take rules.
Daywalker. I
the
like
Chronicles
Blade. I'm mad.
Sarah Chronicles.
I'm mad. Somebody told this dumb motherfucker, you ain't got to pay taxes. You ain't got to pay them.
What's that?
Really?
Taxes?
I ain't got to pay them? Nope. All right. I won't pay them.
Are you filming?
Excuse me, Mr. Snipes, the federal police are at your door? What you mean?
I have a siege and searcher warrant. Or a siege and searcher.
Yes.
Warrant.
Search
all your
shit.
We need all your Blade garb, bro. Give me
all
the knives and all that shit,
give
bro.
Me the glasses. Give me the coat.
You're no longer the daywalker, says the IRS.
Daywalker. I like it.
I still like him.
Me too. That's
I liked
sad
him when he
day
played Nino Brown and
when he was Passenger 57.
New Line,
hey,
New Jack cinema.
His moves were hot.
He was great as
he had hot
57.
You know what I'm thinking? To keep the Blade series going on, if you could pick, because I think you're going to pick the same dude, who are we keeping the Blade series alive with?
Whistler?
No.
No?
It has nothing to do with Blade.
Oh, shit.
What everything to do with chops and flops.
Oh, Steven Seagal?
Yes.
Steven Seagal could come back and be one hell of a Blade.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
He might be the sharpest tool
he
in
did
said shed.
He had the urban accent in Urban Assault.
I
want to
know
it
what you did with my boy.
I'm like, whoa.
I'm going to keep coming back until somebody remembers seeing my boy.
Whoa. He said it again. Like,
but
he might as well have just
quiet
been dropping the bomb.
He talks real quiet.
That's
like
weird.
Here. I don't know what you're looking for.
I'm not sure I like it. But that's what I'm saying. I think him.
Excuse me, Mr. Seagal, can you speak up?
In the long length leather? Yeah, right. We had that shit turned up full blast.
And every time
hear
it comes
shit
in, bum, 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 bum. Big ass drums and musics. Then he talks again. I was wondering what you
Turn it up, Chris. It's all the way up.
It's all the way up.
God damn. What? Turn the Carl's caption on so we can read what he's saying.
Right.
Wow, he just said, and
I think his movies come with that, you know, special just for him.
They come with a read-along?
Yeah, it's just for Steven Seagal, though.
That's good shit,
just
though.
His character.
You know what he said? I don't want to be mic'd.
Yeah.
You don't want to be mic'd. We're not going to hear what you say. I don't care. I don't want to be mic'd. I don't trust you. I think the government's trying to get me. I think you work for the government. No mics anywhere around me. I don't want anybody buying me mics.
I believe he did say he was the reincarnated Dalai Lama.
See?
Wow. So he cannot have mics attached to him.
Really?
My voice will magically project through
It'll project.
It is coming through a microphone.
100%. Wow. That's what it is.
Somebody hand me my guitar, my shirtless, sleeveless shirt.
Wow. Tell him how we tried. He is in a band.
How about his beard coats?
Steven Seagal is in a band called Thunderbox. This is true shit. You can go on MySpace/Thunderbox.com or whatever.
And he will bring the thunder to your box.
And not only did we try to book him.
Yeah, we sent a real offer.
We tried to book him for a party that we were going to have. We were going to let Steven, all chops, no flops, Seagal, and Thunderbox come to our party and rip us all a new a-hole.
Somehow his middle name is Renee.
And he didn't do it.
Steven Renee
Steven
Seagal.
Steven Renee Seagal did not show up with Thunderbox, did not show up sleeveless, did not show up at all, or sporting a really tight tiger-encrusted vest with a zip-up in the front, no tracksuit, no Steven Seagal, no nut hub.
His real buddies call him RS.
Wow.
No beaded coats.
What's that?
It's Renee Seagal.
Oh, jeez.
That's what it really is.
Yeah.
No, he has a beaded jacket, but he has his sleeves taken off of it.
It is true.
They are unzipped. They are on the ground. And he says, beat it. But you're not going to hear it because he doesn't like microphones.
Unrecordable.
Yep. We should try to get an interview with him.
See, I think he lives by the theory that if you have guns, do not conceal them.
I think next show, we go live and direct with our Steven Seagal interview. I think we get it. We make
it
happen.
I would love to do it if anybody lives close to him, you know, and you know an email or some sort of contact information.
I think he's listening right now.
If he was listening right now,
Steven
Renee
Seagal.
I would tell him.
What?
That he is a slice of awesomeness.
Right.
That needs to bring back the real chops.
But like a
no
country
flops.
Slice. Like a real slice. Country slice.
Yeah, like a piece of fucking bread.
Like a piece of
country
pizza
bread.
From Little Caesars when
yeah,
you just
deep
buy the
dish.
Slice. They just give you that one big piece.
Right.
Or Sbarro's.
He is like Captain Kickass in our book.
So
and,
you could say he had country power?
Yes. I would say he has country bumpkin.
I think he has three
power.
More years left
power.
Before he's iconic like Chuck Norris. Mark
I
my
agree.
Words. Time stamp it today on W Fuck Off Radio. I don't care. Three more years. Steven Seagal will have posters.
And you know what it starts
He's
with?
He's still making movies. Here,
it starts
fellas.
With us getting
so
tattoos. Is,
and maybe.
I think that's what it
He's
starts.
He's still
with.
Making movies here.
I think I'm going to get a box with lightning coming out of it, and it's going to be my thunder box.
Chuck is peddling.
I'm going to get it tight. I'm just going to get. I'm going to get a fucking thunderbolt tatted right on my butthole.
Oh, jeez.
And that's going to be my thunder
For
box.
For my boy.
For
and
my boy.
A.K.A. the fart box. So it'll double. It'll be one of those things where you can turn it upside down and it'll say another word.
But it would only be cool if every time you poop, you had that... so you could thunder poop. Then it would be worth its weight. Because you know, getting the actual butthole tattooed, it's going to hurt. Like, tats hurt in general. But
well, I'm actually going to be put under for this
it
one.
It seems like it would be really tight.
They're going to actually take the butthole out of me. Place it in a vise, tat it, put it back into me so I don't feel it at all.
It's disgusting, like when people get their butthole bleached.
Yeah.
That's gross too.
Thinking about it.
Like how nasty is your fucking cake hole?
Right. How muddy is that?
How muddy is, how frosty is your true cake hole when you gotta get it bleached?
That is fucking disgusting.
I got years of just straight up shit.
Who cares, right? Like, you don't see your own asshole.
Right.
So somebody must have been fucking you from behind and been like, God damn, girl, you got to do something about that asshole.
That asshole is toe.
It looks
up.
Like a stack of dry leaves. Some
looks
don't
like
look
an
right.
Anthill.
Yep. An angry anthill.
Oh, God.
What are all them bumps?
Oh.
I don't get it.
That's a natural reaction to something I ate came out in the doo-doo.
Oh, God.
It bumped me up in the anal.
Why does this stay open all the time?
Because it's a fucking cave of naughtiness.
Yeah, it's been hammered so much it can't even close. God. She bends over and it just invites you
when
in. Come on.
She farts,
in.
It just sounds like. There's no. Because nothing's together. It's just.
And when she's drunk, she does noon chucks.
Oh, God.
It's disgusting.
Oh, my God. That's so rough.
That's it, man. All that's right. It. That's how we end it, right
that's
there.
It right there.
That's it.
Cool, D.
It was D's.
Yeah, it was cool as fuck.
R.I.P. Ed McMuffin.
You guys gonna play Thriller now?
And Farrah Fawcett. No, because you could smell the dick on his breath when he's singing.
Oh, my God.
He was still young at that point.
I'm still young.
Let's
still
take experimenting it out. Let's take it out with A, B, C, 1, 2, 3.
What song is that?
That's one of the old school ones when he was in the Jackson 5.
Oh, well, that doesn't count. Let's listen to this tasty song from Farrah Fawcett.
All right, that works.
All right. All right.
All right.
Good night, everybody.
Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.
Maybe.
Peace.